This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hand in hand we walk the city, neath the darkened sky, stealing kisses in the shadows, away from prying eyes, hiding out from those we know, secrets whispered, voices low, pulses racing, hearts aflame, a love that dare not speak its name, for we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me. Don't tell our families or our friends, say one word and this thing ends, it's true, 'cause I'm prettier than you. I'll take you on a special date, enjoy your company, someone we know happens by, just hide behind that tree, to a late night picture show, or planetarium we'll go, a midnight picnic in the park, anywhere that's really dark. Well, we just can't let people see that you're not hot enough for me, but I'll enjoy this right or wrong, till someone better comes along, my boo, someone prettier than me. Shallow man, I wish that I cared not. I wish I weren't so superficial. I wish you were more hot. I should not be ashamed, you see. I love your personality. What we have is good and true. For you got me and lucky you. That you're not hot enough for me. So close your eyes and sing along. At least I wrote you a love song. It too is prettier than you.
Hello.
Hello, boys. Are you ready?
Well, hello, handsome.
Hello.
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 Hello. Well, hello, handsome.
Yeah.
Well, hello, handsome.
Yeah. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Come on. You can say it one more time.
Well, hello, handsome.
Yeah. Hello! And welcome to the 44th floor of insanity! You like the way I covered up that I bloopered? I bloopered. That sounds like I did something in my pants. Oh, excuse me, I just bloopered myself. Anyway, welcome to the 44th floor of insanity.
People say, where is the 44th floor located?
I say, get a map and go fuck yourself. We are high atop the Korean taco plant, overlooking the beautiful city, the beautiful neon city, and of course, Dumpster 3, my friends. Beautiful.
My city screams. She needs me. She is my love. She is my life. And I am her spirit.
Yes, I am her spirit, and I am your host. Your host of the madness.
Dr. Song, I've lost good clerics today. You trust this man?
I absolutely trust him.
He's not some kind of madman.
I absolutely trust him.
Of course you trust me. Look at this face. Look at this face. My mom used to say, "You have a face for radio." She was right. She was right. Oh, some say, "Jay, did you take your Adderall?" Yes. "Did you take your Thorazine?" Absolutely. This show comes to you each and every week from the padded walls of our electric sandbox with the help of our tiny 2-watt transmitter. And that, again, makes me your host of the madness. I am Crazy Jay. Yes, I am. I swear, I really am.
And the sound bites aren't working, folks.
Yeah. What happened?
I'm not crazy.
I'm not, well, I'm a little crazy. I'm like half crazy, half dick. I'm a crazy dick! I don't know what's going on with me. Maybe it's the fact that I'm not good enough to work at Caesar's Palace. I don't know what it is. I don't know, I couldn't figure it out. I know that I am your host of The Insanity, and I am here to make you have a good time. Well, it's not make you. It's not like I'm going to, "Hey, you're going to listen to the show, you're going to like it, or I'm going to hurt you." Right? I'm here to entertain. I'm like the ringleader of the madness. Something like that. Anyway, I just want you to relax. I want you to slide into something maybe that straitjacket. Yeah, put on that straitjacket, take some Adderall, maybe some Thorazine, and enjoy the ride. Yeah! Such a lovely view up here on the 44th floor. You have no idea. We do have a few people who will be calling in today. One of those people is Tim Pyle from Still Moving Motorsports. That's right, he is the race car driver for car number 5, which is the Rockin' Comedy Show car. And we're going to talk about that last race he did. And remember, guys, you can talk to the Rockin' Comedy Show live every Sunday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's simple. All you got to do is pick up your phone.
I'm trying to use the phone!
And give us a call. It's pretty simple. If you want to talk to us live, we do, like I said, Sunday nights, 10 to 11, 702-979-9606. If you want to just leave a voicemail comment that'll get played on the show, you can do that too. 702-727-4892. You can even email us if you like.
You've got some mail.
RockinComedy@mail.com. Again, that's RockinComedy@mail.com. Hopefully you wrote that all down.
I found a nice, clean piece of paper.
Well, it's too late now, but you can get all this information on our website. You can go there 24/7 if you would like. That website address is RockinComedyShow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G ComedyShow.com. So we've got your calls, comments, and requests. We've got some not-in-the-news news for you. And we have some celebrity prank calls because you guys seem to like them oh so very much.
There's something funny going on around here.
And returning from the place where the nuts hunt the squirrels, it's your friend and mine, Mr. Mad Mike.
What's hubby?
What's going on, buddy?
You know, nothing, you know,
Where the hell have you been?
Aliens.
Finally anally probed.
You know, that's funny, because I actually, after they abducted me, I was like, all right, let's do this shit, and I pulled my pants down, and funnily enough, I actually had a little bucket of country crock in my hands, because I was getting ready to toast some bread and butter it up, so I just kind of lathered some of that on my buns, and I was like, okay, let's make this count, you know? And they looked at me kind of grossed out.
Let's make this count.
Yeah, well, you know, if it was going to happen, I just wanted to make sure that it was done right. You know, I didn't want to have to do any second tries or anything. It's not like giving blood, you know, or they got to check for the vein a couple of times. I didn't want that, you know?
Right.
So I just told them, you know, do your thing. And they looked at me kind of grossed out. And turns out that they don't really do that anymore.
So you were disappointed?
I was a little bit. Apparently that was the old management, and they're under new management now.
And they're just going a whole other direction?
Yeah, actually, I had to fill out a form. It was the weirdest thing. And then, like, they had this whole thing at the end, like, how would you rate your alien encounter, you know, from 1 to a 10? I gave it a 7.
A little comment card?
Yeah, I gave it a 7. Would I be abducted again? Probably.
So what you're saying is it was like going to Disneyland and not seeing Mickey Mouse.
Kind of. I would say it was, it reminded me more of, it reminded me more of going to Disneyland and doing the Haunted Mansion, but it wouldn't be Halloween yet. So you couldn't do the Jack's Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
You still got to do the Haunted Mansion, but it wasn't Jack's Haunted Mansion, you know?
So it's just the old style.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. How was the electroshock therapy? Was it good?
You know, it was very stimulating.
Yeah, I told you you'd like it.
Yeah.
If you get the opportunity, anybody, if you get the opportunity, do it.
Yeah, seriously, just take a, all you need really is a car battery, a couple of connectors, and just shave your knapsack. Because that skin actually works really good for holding on to those alligator clips. It really sinks in.
Really grabs hold.
Yeah, and seriously, you're not going anywhere after that.
Right.
You do not want to move.
Well, you know, you were missed. We do have some comments. If you'd like to...
I would love to hear some comments.
You know, some people are like, where the hell is he?
Woo!
You know?
Let's do this.
So we got some comments. We haven't read any in a while. Got some good ones. I've got some bad ones. As soon as this will load, here we go. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you. Mad Mike is back in the house. And we're going to start things off with Freakin' A.
Freakin' A.
Hey, guys. The show bus was awesome. Had no idea this was in Vegas. Jay, Rabbi, did a great job filling in on episode 109. You guys worked well, but get Mike fixed and bring him home.
I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back. I'm better than ever.
Will,
I'm better. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know what I can do.
Will Anderson writes, love the show. Love the content. Michael Johns is great.
Obviously, you didn't listen enough to the show. But that's all right. We forgive you. Thanks for tuning in.
Logan writes, I can't believe someone actually told Jay he wasn't worth enough to be their friend. Who says this?
I'd say that occasionally.
If I lived in Vegas, it seems by the pics I'm not worthy to be around Jay or Mike or his crew. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
but I would try. Jay, you rock. Finally! Finally a comment that says I rock. Not you, Mike. Me.
That's, well, you know what? Hey, every dog has his day.
That's right. It's the only one out of the whole fucking 500 comments. I'm taking it.
Woo.
I'm going to highlight that and bold fucking print it up there so everybody sees it. Jay, don't forget to set sail with me on the first weekend of June for Desert Fest, Captain Morgan.
Oh, nice.
You're already packed, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I wouldn't go there without you. Kind of hard to sell a boat in the middle of the desert, but we managed.
We manage.
Steve Mickelson writes, when is the next big event? What do you guys have going on? Well, we got a barbecue at your mom's house.
Yeah. You're invited.
Actually, the next big event for me is Desert Fest. So, anything?
Me, I don't know if I'll be able to make it due to my new
what's going on with you?
Dude, it's work, man. It's got me all fucked up.
Work fucking sucks. I go to work, they're like, we don't need you anymore. Done.
Yeah, you know? And for me, it's literally like, oh, well, you get the job, but you literally have to stay at Vegas.com, sync with the fucking ship, and then walk over and pretend that you know everything and only work part-time while everybody else is full-time. So, yeah, dude, I'm loving it right now. It's great.
Right.
Like, things couldn't be better. Things couldn't be better for me, Jay. Ask me how things are.
Things couldn't be better for me.
I know. We're just doing so great right now.
We're back on top.
We're doing great.
Yeah.
I've just had issues, man. A lot of issues. I'm glad I got abducted. I needed a good anal probing. Too bad they didn't deliver.
Picture Taker writes, love the video of the video highlights.
Love the video of the video highlights. What are you talking about?
The video that's all of our interviews that's up on the website.
Oh, yeah.
The video of the video highlights.
Video of the video highlights. Okay, gotcha.
Crazy Singer writes, 27 years old from New Jersey. Just found your show last week by accident. Believe it or not, did a Google search for an article on McDonald's, and your website came up, and I saw a video of a McNugget eating challenge. Wow, the show was great. I loved it, and now I'm listening to back episodes to catch up.
Sweet. We hope you keep listening, and thank you for listening, and go. God bless McDonald's.
Anna writes,
oh.
Fuck you both.
Nuh-uh.
Right there.
Anna, oh, wow. Anna, I didn't even do anything. I don't even know you.
You helped block her from listening to it on iTunes.
I guess so, man.
Frank Powers writes, when is the next race for the Rockin' Comedy Show race car? I do believe it is June 5th, but Tim Pyle's going to call in today, so we'll ask him when he's on, but sometimes he doesn't even know.
Yeah, that's true.
So, did you know that May 4th is an unofficial holiday for Star Wars fans?
Nuh-uh.
It's Star Wars Day, just so people can say, May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be... No. Yeah. May the 4th be... Oh, that's so
stupid. I actually thought it was made up, but there, believe it or not, is an actual story about May 4th. The day is considered an unofficial holiday by Star Wars fans to celebrate Star Wars culture and remember the films. May 4th is called Star Wars Day, also sometimes known as Luke Skywalker Day, because of the popularity of a common pun spoken on this day, since the phrase, May the Force be with you, is a famous quote often spoke in the Star Wars movies. Star Wars fans commonly say, May the 4th be with you on this day. Despite the efforts to start a Jediism church with May 4th as its Star Wars Day, and despite the Catholic origin of the phrase, as of May 4th, 2010, there is no religion-supporting organization that promotes May 4th as Star Wars Day, apart from the Church of Jediism.
Jediism.
Jediism, my friend. That's right. Jediism. And in honor of, you know, May 4th, and we weren't doing a show that day, I'm going to play some Star Wars songs throughout the show.
Oh, you should.
Starting with this one by Mr. Weird Al. Why? Because this is how the saga began. Here's Weird Al for you right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
In a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. Their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas and met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the Queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say. Do you see him hitting on the queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Well, I know he built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go. And we were broke, it's true. Jedi. Now we finally We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul, and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
The other night, I was walking down the street. I was getting kind of hungry. I decided to get me something to eat. Now, I passed up all the chain franchise joints on Hamburger Row and stopped at a little greasy spoon place I always eat at called Eat. Sit and go. Get you one of those greasy hamburgers all peppered up, lay you up in the hospital for 10 days. So I ordered me up a couple of them grease bombs. Waitress brought them over, lifted up the bun, checked them out. Damn, no ketchup. So I nudged the guy sitting next to me at the counter. I said, hey, partner, how about passing the ketchup over? Suddenly, this little bitty green hand holding a ketchup bottle came into view. And I freaked. Because the guy sitting next to me was a Martian. Now, in 28 years of eating hamburgers, I ain't never run into no Martian. Not at 2:30 in the morning, and certainly not at a fine scarfing establishment like Eat. Well, he was sitting over there with a bunch of colored sticks on his plate, and I looked over at him and I said, what you eating there, boy? Crayons? And he said,
why, no, they're Martian cigarettes. Here, try one.
Well, about half hour later, he looked over at me and smiled. Them old Martians ain't got but two teeth in their head. And he said,
how do you feel?
And I said, well. Here. He said,
well, according to my little space map, this town here is supposed to be
the boogie capital of the USA! I asked him, I said, now where else you been, boy? And he told me.
said, rock them over and rock them down. Rock them in the country, I rock them in town. Rock them from Memphis on up to Maine. Whoop, whoop, my lady, and she asked my name. Told her the name was on the tail of my shirt. I said, rock and tell Marjorie don't have to work. Yeah, Bill, so good.
Playground at school when I first met Joy. Her t-shirt was white and her chest was quite large. When the storm clouds rolled in, started coming down hard, white shirts and rain. Yeah, they bring on a change. We knew she had a set, but when she got them both wet, you could see everything. I just stood there in awe. She didn't have on a bra. A cold wind hit her back, that popped her rack. White shirts in the rain. I've heard them called hangers. I've heard them called cans. I've heard them called cha-chas and chee-chees and boobies and two really good friends. Some like to be pet on, pinched on and pawed. Some like to be kissed on. Some you can't touch at home. Said white shirts and rain. Yeah, they bring on a change. They've all got a set, but when they get them both wet, you can see everything. And it's hard not to stare when you're sitting right over there. Could you run through my lawn? I got my sprinkler on. Oh, today looks like no rain.
It's 98 degrees here in the metro. It's a beautiful day. No chance of precipitation. Not a cloud in the sky.
Tony Stark!
Hey, Tony, now that the world knows you're Iron Man, what are you doing?
I'm on Facebook, and I'm posting tweets.
Where did you get the parts to make such an amazing suit? And what generates the power for your chest beam?
10 million fireflies.
Man, you've got a ton of fancy gadgets here.
I got too much stuff!
I'm doing just fine!
I got too much stuff!
Don't touch that, it's fine!
But I guess you can afford it.
I got my money!
You've got fans everywhere and your own video game. How do you feel about it?
I like the game, but I don't like the gamer funk.
But now the U.S. military wants you to hand over your Iron Man suit. What do you say?
No. Go get him, Bob.
There's Pepper Potts. I hear you gave her a promotion.
She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks.
But watch out for Natalie Rushman.
Da, da, ooh, la, la.
Yeah, she's keeping her Black Widow identity a secret. Both Pepper and Natalie are competing for Tony's affections.
She wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts.
And Happy Hogan, what are you doing when you're not chauffeuring Tony Stark?
I'm a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise ride.
Here at the racetrack where Tony is one of the drivers.
Look at that boy drive. Look at him go. He's really moving. There he goes again. Look up. He went by twice.
Ivan Vanko is watching from the stands. Yeah, he's Whiplash, and now he's walking onto the track looking for Tony Stark.
We take that who fights me, can.
Don't you know any English?
Surrender or die.
Tony, watch out for his energized whips.
Save me, Obama.
Do you need some help?
You know that I can use somebody.
Well, Whiplash has slashed Tony's car in half. He's shouting something at Tony.
Hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell.
But wait, Tony's transformed into Iron Man.
Body blow, body blow, body blow.
Hey, Whiplash, what do you think of Iron Man's powerful attack?
The way you
Buddy's got you down and out, Whiplash. Hey, Iron Man, you whipped him.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Hey, Iron Man, before you go, do you think you could show me how you fly?
I'ma be spreading my wings. I'ma be doing my thing.
Do it, do it.
Okay.
Cool, just let me untangle my microphone cord from your...
Yeah, Hey, Iron Man by Mr. Announcer.
That is... so clever.
I miss Mr. Announcer. He used to do the show all the time.
Really?
Hey, Iron Man. We saw Iron Man the other night. What'd you think of it, buddy?
I liked it.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was really good. For a sequel, it didn't really disappoint. I think the ending maybe it was a little maybe, I don't know. I don't know. But I did think it was really good overall.
Yeah, but see, we left before the credits were done.
Yeah. I'm sure something happened afterwards.
There was, because the second time that I saw it.
Oh, yeah?
At the end, you see Hammer getting the Thor hammer.
Hammer gets the Thor hammer?
Yeah.
Well, how does Hammer get the Thor hammer?
They give it to him.
Hammer gets the Thor hammer? Who gives it to him?
I'm not going to reveal it.
Okay.
I'm going to reveal it to people that might not have seen it.
That's not...
But just see the end of the credits. Sort of like the end of the first one, or at the end of the Hulk. When they bring the Hulk on board. But, you know, little clues that Captain America is coming. They have the Captain America shield in the movie.
Yes, they did.
So, you know, cool things like that.
I think that's isn't that the next one? Is it that one or Thor is the next one?
No, Thor will be in with Captain America.
No, they're two different movies.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're
yes.
not.
Yes.
No, they're
what?
They'll be doing Captain America, but he's part of the Avengers, Thor.
I know, but I'm saying which movie is next.
Oh, Captain America's next.
It's Captain America?
Yeah.
No, isn't that weird that the Captain America is going to be the Human Torch? Does that strike you as weird?
No.
Yeah. Chris Evans, the guy who's playing Captain America.
Oh, yeah, the Human Torch.
Was the Human Torch. But now, how is he going to be the Human Torch? He can't. Or can he?
We'll see how
can he be two people?
We'll see how they pull it off.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird, right?
But anyway, yeah.
I like the actor, though.
Iron Man 2 was badass.
Hell yeah, dude.
Definitely...
The best part of that movie was? I'm asking you, what was the best part of the movie?
Oh, there was so much good stuff.
You know what? There really was. Actually, I think what I like the most about it is the character banter is so, like, authentic feeling, you know? I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like what you and I have going
yeah,
on.
Kinda.
Yeah,
kind of. Pretty much. That'd be the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more of the show happening.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
How about a slice? Let's hit the food court.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, we could just go see the 740 movie instead of the 645.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I am here for you. Whatever it takes.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to help a friend dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
It's the rockin' comedy show. We're up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant.
Oh, yeah.
You still haven't asked me who the guest is today.
Oh, who's the guest?
I'll let you finish drinking first.
All right, I'm good.
Martin Andrew.
Oh, man, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, you're happy about it.
Not really.
Oh. Nice.
But I haven't seen him.
I thought
him
that was taking me by surprise. I was like, oh, he's happy to see Martin. You haven't seen him since Showbus.
Yeah, it's true, actually. He did such a great job on that, man.
That was the first time I ever saw him, and he was amazing up there.
What, that was the first time you ever seen him?
I mean,
you've seen him before then.
No, I mean, when I first ever...
What do you mean?
2 years ago, when I first saw the guy who was on that show, Buzz of the Stars.
That's a pretty specific memory.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
That's how I roll.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
How is he?
Ben?
Or Scanlon?
Both. Just fucking weirdos. I never see Ben anymore. He's always at the Palms.
Right. You forgot about that.
Scanlon, he's just like me and him. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's weird, you know, because, like, the desk is coming to an end. Like, fucking let it go, man. But he still, like, tries to do everything by the book.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm not coming in until I want to come in. He's like, oh, did you tell Ben? What is he going to do? Tell me no and fire me? I don't think so.
Right. Well, let's do a news story. We haven't done one yet.
All right.
This will be pretty good. One that I got queued up here for you.
Cool. You also have queued up here for me, World of Goo. It's kind of gross.
That's Rabbi's computer.
Oh, sure.
And I never sit over there.
What do you mean you don't ever sit over
there? I never sit over there. We're back here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, and let's do some news.
All right.
In Seoul, Korea, a South Korean woman who earned a driver's license after 960 times
Damn.
Is ready to buy a car and get behind the wheel.
She's going to crash like right away.
Yes, that's right. I said 960 times.
How did she fail so much?
The 69-year-old named Cha Sa-soon. That's right. Cha Sa-soon.
Sounds like Vidal Sassoon.
It's actually spelled C-H-A is her first name. S-A hyphen Soon. Cha Sa-soon passed the driving part of the test last month on her 10th try. South Korea requires a written test first, and Chia, or Chai, whatever you want to call it, took nearly... took it nearly her first attempt in April of 2005.
Wow, dude.
Before passing it last year.
Damn.
She's quoted as saying she wanted to buy a small secondhand car to visit her son and daughter and for her business selling vegetables. Repeated calls seeking comment from her went unanswered. Officials at the driver's license agency, which is 130 miles from south of Seoul, Korea, was not available for comment. 960 times.
That was mostly written like she couldn't figure out like the answers. And then 10 times.
Or like Anna and couldn't just see them.
Yeah. And then 10 times. Freaking 10 times.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what's going on in this.
I don't know either.
I have no idea.
It's pandemonium.
Can the stories get any weirder than that? Why, yes, they can. Because in Northampton... In Northampton, Mass., the victim might have forgiven the woman who ran him down in Massachusetts crosswalk, but police haven't. Police said a Pittsfield woman has been cited for running down a man named Lord Jesus Christ as he crossed the street in Northampton.
No way.
The 50-year-old man is from Belchertown.
Lord Jesus Christ from Belchertown.
This is why it's in the news, people. Officers checked his ID and discovered that indeed his legal name is Lord Jesus Christ. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor facial injuries. Police say 20-year-old Brittany Cantella was cited for failing to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk.
Failed to yielding to Jesus.
Again, running over Lord Jesus Christ from Belchertown.
She's going right to hell. I think if you hit Jesus Christ with a car, it's like straight to hell.
His legal name,
Lord Jesus Christ.
Where are you from? Belchertown.
Belchertown. So weird, man.
So fucking
random.
Let's do one more, because people are just losing their minds. Des Moines, Iowa, an elderly woman used a handgun to ward off a man who basked in the front door of her home.
Wow,
that's
old
right.
Lady.
Beatrice Turner said the man pounded on her door early Tuesday, despite being told he had the wrong house. The man used his fist to break through the wood door. The 89-year-old Turner said she grabbed the handgun and told the man she would shoot if he came inside. When the man entered, she fired a single shot.
Hell yeah.
A neighbor called police who found 37-year-old Nelson McAlpine.
McLicker?
McAlpine. Standing on Turner's front lawn, the uninjured McAlpine was arrested.
Of course.
On a charge of second-degree burglary. McAlpine is being held in the Polk County Jail in lieu of $10,000 bail. It wasn't immediately determined if he had a lawyer.
Wow.
She fired and missed. Fired and missed.
He's right in the front doorway.
No, I think the 89-year-old Turner grabbed the handgun and told the man that she would shoot if he came inside when the man entered. She fired a single shot. The neighbor called police that he was uninjured. I was right next to him.
I was seeing three.
I was going to get one of them. I'm almost positive. It is the Rocky Comedy Show, and we love the news. We got some more.
We love it.
We'll have some more news coming up a little bit later on, but right now, let's do a celebrity crank call from a one Mr. George W. Bush. We did a couple of these last time, and they were great.
Thanks for calling, Cumbers. It's Augusta. How may I drink your call?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How may I drink your call?
I'm from Texas.
Hello, Cumbers Bank. How may I drink your call?
I'm from Texas. In other words, I'm George W. Bush.
Good morning. Hi, Mr. Bush.
I want you to be on my team.
Hi, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
I'm from Texas.
Let me transfer you to customer service. My phone's
You've got the documents.
Wow.
Good evening. Thank you for banking with Commerce. This is Helen speaking. Can I assist you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm from Texas. In other words, I'm George W. Bush. I want you to be on my team. I don't want you to let me down again.
What? Sir, are you a commerce customer? May I assist you?
I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that. In other words, I'm George W. Bush.
Okay, thank you for banking with commerce. You have a great night.
Don't mess with Texas.
Okay, we won't mess with Texas. Have a great night. Thank you for banking with commerce.
Don't stay out too late. Thank you and good evening.
Thank
and
you.
Email your old dad once in a while, will you?
No.
Do it well.
Quality Commerce, this is Anna. How may I direct your call?
Good morning. How are
Hi.
You?
Good.
I'm from Texas.
I'm losing you, sir.
I'm from
not
Texas.
Hearing, I'm hearing every couple words.
I'm from Texas.
Okay.
In other words, I'm George W. Bush. George W.
You're George W. Bush.
I'm George W. Bush.
You're George W. Bush. May I make a suggestion, sir?
That's a fact. That's
resign.
I'm George W. Bush.
You need to resign your post.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth is right.
I want you to be on my team.
Thank you for calling, Karma. This is Augusta.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Call me at Lecture Call.
I'm from Texas. In other words, I'm George W. Bush. George W.
George W.
And that's the truth.
Okay, Mr. Bush, I'm writing your number down, and Commerce Bank is going to call you for calling this number over 10, 20 times.
Well, I talked to Condi and asked her to call Andy.
I'm recording every single thing, all the obscene languages you're using. It's going to be called to you.
I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that. I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that. I want you to be on my team. You've got the documents.
I have your number.
202-580.
You are going to be... I'm going to give this to management.
I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that. I find it very interesting that...
I want to give your number to management. I don't know why you keep on calling here.
I hope you're proud.
I hope you're proud.
Give me the pen in the White House and do it. Do it well. That is your right.
Well.
Damn the consequences. I think it's perfectly reasonable. That needs to be fixed.
That needs to be fixed. George W. Bush.
Love him.
You need to resign. You need to resign your post.
That's a fact.
Is that a fact? It is a fact. Anyway, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Here's one more for you. Sling Blade. Calling a restaurant.
Yeah, I've never seen this movie.
It's freaking phenomenal.
Is it a funny? Is it comedy?
No.
Well, the house in town road. This is Pam. How can I help you?
What you got in there good to eat?
Oh, we got everything on our menus good to eat.
You got any biscuits for sale in there?
No biscuits.
French fried potatoes?
Nope.
I like them French fried potatoes.
We don't have any taters. No French fried taters. We got hash browns.
Reckon what you like to eat in there?
I usually have hash browns scattered, covered, and diced with a patty melt plate.
You ought not kill my little brother.
Huh?
They turned me loose at the nervous hospital. That I was well.
What the fuck?
Okay, what'd you say you wanted?
Reckon you made me some biscuits.
What?
I recommend you make some biscuits.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Reckon you made me some biscuits.
We don't make biscuits, sir. We don't have an oven.
I want to be baptized.
All right, so will you have a good day, okay?
There's these two fellas standing on a bridge to go into the bathroom. One fella says that the water is cold. Other fella says the water is deep.
All right, so you have a blessed, happy holiday season, okay?
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
It amazes me that they stay on the line.
The whole, yeah, like oh. Okay.
Even if they figured out that it's a messed up call, they still call.
Well, the Sherman Town Road, this
I don't know why that one started over, but
who knows?
Yeah, it's. I want you to make me some biscuits, and I want you to do it now.
I recommend you make some biscuits.
Now, coming up later on in the show, we'll do another celebrity call from Mario, from Super Mario Brothers.
No way!
Super Mario calls the Xbox Corporation looking for his cousin Luigi.
That is awesome.
We'll have that, but he's like, and this is me, I'm a Mario.
Well, have you seen my cousin Luigi?
Also coming up on the show, we'll have another celebrity call from another video game guy that we love.
Oh, sweet.
Bill from Left 4 Dead.
No way. Left 4 Dead, dude, that game is so fun and it's addictive.
It is, you know, and ever since, you know, Rabbi closed the Land Center, I've had these Left 4 Dead withdrawals. So I had to, I didn't want to purchase it for Xbox. But I had to kill zombies.
Yeah, what are you going to do,
and
right?
And so I bought it for Xbox. And it's fun, but it's not rabbi fun.
It's not the same. It's not the same when you're at a computer, you've got all those people, rabbi yelling at you.
Yeah.
It's not the
same. I told you to go last!
I told you to go last! Yeah.
Jesus Christ! Why'd you pick up the big gun? I told you just pistol!
Yeah.
Rabbi, calm down. No, you're gonna kill us all!
Somebody took my katana. Who took my sword? But no, that is a blast. Nothing is better than that. I love playing that game, especially when you need a bunch of people together.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
One day I just went there and started ambushing people. I thought Rabbi was going to have an aneurysm. What are you doing? I told you to wait. You don't just run up the hill.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know what's on the other side. It's so funny. So he came over. He came over to... just sort of give me that experience. So he was playing with me, and he was, you know, he was doing his thing, you know, just so I could have kind of the feel of.
So yeah, the same, like, maybe not to the same degree, but as close as you can get, you know.
Right, right. So it's just insane. You're listening to the Rock and Comedy Show.
Yeah,
yeah, and you know, things are happening.
Go watch Iron Man 2.
Go watch Iron Man 2.
Eat a waffle.
Coming up, Matt Mike's going to be here with our how-to.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? I guess he doesn't have one, folks.
See how you find one.
He's been in the electroshock therapy, and he's been locked up in the padded walls. Yeah. We might let it slide.
I need some time to recoup from the alien abduction.
Anyway, we're going to take a break.
And my no anal probing.
We're going to play some stuff, and we'll be back.
Beer. La 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 la.
Justin Bieber Hotline.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I believe this is car number five's driver, Mr. Tim Pyle.
Woo! Hey, guys, how you doing?
Fucking fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great.
You know, Tim, we had a deal. We were going to go out there to the track, and you promised us a win. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, dude, and you said that I could drive.
I can drive.
No, you told me that I could drive.
Oh, you didn't show up.
I was there.
You weren't there.
I was there the whole time. You ignored me.
Yeah, all right. I ignored you.
You were honestly robbed, I will say that.
Yeah, we got you up to second place and then just got touched in the rear end and spun us around, but...
Aw, that sucks. And I heard you had like a flat tire like the whole time.
Yeah, well, I didn't know until we had a flat tire until after the race.
And then earlier in the night, you fucking blew your power steering.
Yes. Yeah, I did. We got that fixed, though. Yeah, we lost the power steering and also the fan belt, so the car was overheating, and we had the no power steering, so we had some issues there in the first race.
Yeah, why did those things happen?
Why did those things happen?
Yeah, I think you need to talk to your chief engineer.
What's his name, Red?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red?
Yeah.
You should call him, yeah. I don't check power steering.
Yeah. But wait a minute. What color is power steering fluid?
What color is power steering fluid?
Yeah. Red.
Shoot. You know what? I don't even know. I just drive the car.
It's fucking red.
You don't even know? That's probably the problem. You probably put like antifreeze in there.
There was one moment in that race where you had 11 of us in the stands just cringing, and you were coming towards the wall, and we thought, you're going to crinkle the hood. We weren't, you know, too upset you might get hurt. We were like, he's going to fucking hurt that hood.
No.
I think if you listen to the video that Glenn did, you'll hear everybody in the stand go, not the hood!
Yeah, where can I find that video at? I want to watch that.
You know, it's a good question.
That's been how long?
Unsolved Mysteries couldn't even tell you where that tape is right now.
Glenn, dude.
Unsolved Mysteries couldn't even tell you where the video is of Show Bus of the Stars.
What's the guy's name? Tommy Glosh? Walsh?
No, Walsh didn't do Unsolved Mysteries.
What? He didn't?
You know, he did. He does American Most Wanted.
That's right. Oh.
Tim, have you ever been on that show?
No.
So, yeah, the last time you called in, Mike wasn't here. We had the rabbi, and you were cutting some guy's hair while you were talking to us. And he said that he was fine with it. But then you sent me a text message after you were done saying, yeah, I kind of fucked up that guy's hair.
Yeah, I did.
I'm glad you laugh about that.
I actually, when he left, I didn't even make him pay for it.
Really?
Well, see, he wanted some hair left, and I thought he wanted a high and tight, so I gave him a military cut.
Oh, no.
He was probably like, it's because you were talking to that Rockin' Comedy Show.
Oh, dude, you should have seen his face. When he said, just block off the back. And I looked, and I said, what? And then his hand touched his head, and he just stared at himself for a second. Because there was no hair there.
Oh, damn. You're like, it's on me.
Oh,
and then you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's a damn fine haircut.
I saved him money. You don't have to come back for an extra 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny. That poor guy.
So your next race is June 5th?
Yes, June 5th.
Yeah, I'll be out at Desert Fest, my friend, so fuck your race.
Yeah, I know. I already talked to you about that. I'm going to try to make it out for that, depending on how...
No,
you're pretty
race.
Tired at the end of the race. How'd you guys drive back after that, dude? That's 4 hours away.
Dude, because we're fucking badass.
Dude, you guys are
How
funny,
did
you
drive
man.
Back? It's called a... It's cut wheels, man.
The same way we got there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a long day.
It is a long day, and all we get out of it is a fucking fourth place
finish.
Hey, you got to see me touch the wall 3 times.
Nice.
Tim. Tim.
What?
You think that's what I really wanted to see?
No, not really.
I like it, right? Glenn's got the camera, and we're going into the pit area. Tim comes up, puts his arm around me, goes, was it everything you thought? I'm like, no, you fucking lost.
And honestly, if we just wanted to see the car into the wall, I could have drove the whole thing.
Yeah. Gadooshka. But no, it was a good race, and again, you were definitely robbed, for sure. You definitely should have got the second place finish.
We would have got us a first place finish if we wouldn't have got spun around.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that the one video you posted a couple of times, and yeah, it's I don't know what you did wrong, dude.
Are you talking about you're talking about the in-car cam, right?
No, the other one. The one from the Speedway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that too. I just posted an in-car cam also.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty
okay, good.
Good. Yeah. I can only watch it till it looks like it's going to slam into the wall and ruin that hood. I cringe every time.
You know, I kind of cringe sometimes, too, out there.
Just making
my butthole pucker.
Well, good luck on your next race. Hopefully, after the race is done, because it's only an hour away, you can make it out to Desert Fest and party it up with us.
I'm definitely going to be working on that. I'll have to find me a place to stay out there. But if I go out there, I'll be staying out there until Monday.
Until Monday?
Yeah.
It ends on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. I need to recuperate.
Well, you know, we definitely have a lot of RVs going out there. We have a place for you.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that. Just come on out, bring the crew with you, and have a great time with some bands and all that stuff. So.
Okay. I will talk to the guys and see if we can get our butts out there.
Yep, you better.
Hello.
I will.
Holla.
Holla for a dollar.
What?
He's lost. All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Go polish the car.
All right. Later on, Crazy Day. Later on, Mad Mike.
All right. See you, buddy.
Martin Andrew is going to be making his way in. And Tim Pyle, he's just not going to get it.
I know, man.
He's not going to get it.
What, first place?
Yeah, he got it once. He got that taste of victory slapped right out of his mouth the last race. Look, we went to the race, and it was fun. You know,
how many cars were in that race? Do you know?
Well,
he finished fourth, you tell me there were five cars, I'm going to be kind of disappointed.
It was 11. The last race was 11.
Oh, cool.
But he raced two or three other times, but the main race was, but it was fun, and it was, other cars were racing, and the group that went out, you know, was probably about 11 to 15 of us, and they would go out, and these other cars were racing, and we would basically just kind of be talking to each other, just not really paying attention.
Right.
But every time Tim came out to race, we're like, we're doing the wave and shit, and people are looking at us like, what is it about car number five? Then they figured it out because the announcer was like, and Crazy Jay from the Rotten Comedy Show is in the bleachers.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, but the race was fun. It was totally a different...
You know what we should do?
You know, it was different than a NASCAR race because you feel a little safer at a NASCAR race. I know that, you know, the accidents happen and pieces can fly and get you.
But you're like farther back.
You're further back. You're further back. But most of these cars are pretty banged up to begin with. You know, it's kind of like a cross between NASCAR and like a destruction derby, roller derby, whatever.
Yeah, like a derby.
That's kind of what it's like. They're just slamming into each other, and it's like, you know, he did. I mean, he honestly did do a really good job. I was impressed. You know, I was.
Yeah, he finished fourth with a flat tire. That's pretty damn good. Yeah. And he got spun out.
You know, and that's the thing is they can't stop and do pit changes and stuff. So he had that flat tire. He was
stuck with it.
He was stuck with it.
Either roll on or roll out. So he did good.
And he, like he said when he called in, he didn't even know he had a flat until they showed it to him. So, and if you could have made it out,
he didn't even know he had a flat until they showed it to him.
Yeah,
you think you know what a wheel would look like with air in it before you got in the car?
Well, I think because the track, because the track's dirt,
yeah,
and it's so rough, I just don't think you can tell. And had you been able to make it out, you know, they flatten the dirt, they put all this mud, all this water and stuff, and then they flatten it. They let the cars drive around it a whole bunch of times to flatten it. So if you had been there, he so wanted you to drive that car.
Yeah, I don't even really know how to drive a stick shift very well. I got to get back in practice. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it was...
I'm sure you'd show me.
It was definitely a fun experience. Dino Mike was there. Laughing Girl.
Oh, nice. The DVD good old Carly. There.
And surprisingly, Glenn showed up. Sophia showed up.
I know. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. It was,
and then we're never heard from again.
Yeah. What happened to them on the next Unsolved Mysteries? But, you know, he videotaped it, so that, too, is... where is it?
Where is it?
Don't know.
Who knows?
He has all these projects.
The Shadow knows.
He has all these projects. Something I'll talk about, because I'm pretty sure Martin's not going to talk about it when he's here, is went out the other night to the Foundation Room. Dimitri, of course, who looks like Ryan Seacrest, sends me a text. He goes, hey, buddy, it's been a while. And I'm like, yeah, well, I work 7 p.m. to 3. I'm not doing a lot of nightclubbing.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, come on up. It'll be a good time. So he had a small group of people. Martin was there. Carrie Stacey, who, of course, is Joan Jett. Was going to come out. My brother was there. My friend Pinto was there. Just a small group of people. And we meet up at the elevator. And Carrie shows up a few minutes later. And I told you before, she's not the nicest of nicest when you hang out with her. The only issue I have was she's sitting there. And she sits down immediately at the couch.
Bam.
And
sitting on the couch.
For now.
I feel like a fool with the pants on the ground.
And from this point on, we don't exist.
Wow.
Martin exists, and they're chatting up a storm.
Titty, titty, chat, chat.
My brother goes like, hey, how do I know her? And I was like, well, you've seen her play Cabo Wabo at Planet Hollywood, and she's also Joan Jett. And he goes, oh, yeah. Goes up very nicely, introduces himself to her. Hey, can I get you something to drink? She grabs the glass out of his hand and goes, let me make it, just fuck off.
Wow, dude. That's intense.
And you're like, really? Like, really? Miss Rockstar? The only problem is I think Joan Jett would probably be a lot nicer.
Nicer, dude. Wow,
so
man.
So she makes this drink, and then he comes back, you know, and he's like, well, I don't know, what's the deal? You know, she was like this to me at Planet Hollywood. So I don't know. So he waits.
Oh, she was, wasn't she?
Yeah. And then so he comes back a few minutes later, well, 10 minutes later, and he looks at her and he goes, why do you not like me? She goes, I don't even know you.
Damn, dude. You've seen him like a couple of times by
and,
now.
And he's like, well, you know, I've been to a couple of your shows at Cabo Wabo. I've never played in Cabo Wabo. He goes, Cabo Wabo at Planet Hollywood? He goes, you know, you dress nice, you have a great voice, but he's being nothing but super nice to her. And
yeah.
She's like, she's
sweet as cinnamon.
Full on
bitch.
Bitch. I mean, it was full bitch butt. And she was like, and he goes, I might be a little intoxicated and can't remember your name. And she goes, well, then just, and waves him away.
Wow.
And somebody else comes up that I know, and I go, this is so-and-so. And she goes, hi, I'm Carrie. Now, what's the deal? Like, you couldn't just go up to him and go, oh, well, thank you very much for coming out to the shows and supporting me. My name is Carrie.
Carrie, yeah.
And I was just like, so we immediately left after that. I'm like.
Really? You guys got out of there, huh?
Oh, yeah. The bottle was almost gone, and
okay,
I was just kind of
yeah,
like, you know
we're
what?
Done.
I don't need this. You know, so she's blacklisted. If you're listening, Gary, you're blacklisted.
You've been blackballed.
Probably not the first time.
By Big Lance. Before
probably
he leaves.
Not the first time.
No, seriously.
Probably not. Probably not.
I think you're right, dude.
Yeah, it's... Come on, really? It's not good. Let's do some more news here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. This is pretty funny. Sex toy sparks bomb scare. That's right. South Lake Tahoe, a California Highway Patrol substation, was evacuated for hours over concerns that a man's personal sex toy may have actually been an explosive device.
A man's personal toy. Not even a woman's, it was a man's. Men, do you realize that men have like more sex toys now than women do?
Yeah, they got the pocket pussies and
yeah, all kinds of things.
They got all that stuff. Which reminds me of a song I'll have to play it after this. Authorities said CHP officers pulled over 60-year-old Stephen Perini on Highway 89 for a traffic violation and found methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia in his possession.
Yeah.
While searching Perini, authorities found him carrying a device with an on-off switch and a wire disappearing into his pants.
Oh, no!
When officers asked him about it, Perini told him it was a personal sex toy. Perini was brought back to the CHP station with the device still inserted, and when he began telling officers about his knowledge of explosives, authorities began questioning the nature of the device.
Oh, Lord. I'd like to answer this one, you know.
The CHP office was evacuated as a precaution while the El Dorado County Sheriff's explosive team responded to the scene. Explosive experts extracted the device from Perini.
Oh, my God, dude.
And confirmed it was a sex toy and not dangerous.
And not dangerous. I don't think that's going to hurt anyone.
Perini was arrested and booked on drug charges. Authorities said the sex toy wasn't illegal.
Yeah, you can actually have that. How weird is that? The one thing he got in trouble for was the one thing he wasn't convicted for.
Yeah, right. So I'm gonna throw this song in by Barnes and Barnes. It's so wrong, but it fits the story so perfectly.
I used to lead a happy life. I used to have a happy wife. And out the window, it's been shut since I got my auto stuck. Plug it in. Through the country, through the town, I just met you riding around. We never fuss, we
ridiculous art.
Brendan Barnes here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Love
that was out of control.
I love that. The news is crazy this week.
All right, let's hear it. Where is this one from?
This is back in Mass again, Massachusetts one more time, New Bedford.
Does anybody even live in Massachusetts anymore?
Apparently a substitute teacher.
This guy.
Who was taken to a hospital after drinking tainted iced coffee has admitted lacing the drink himself.
What? Say what? Oh, that reminds me. I'll give you the story here in a minute. But go ahead.
The teacher, 27-year-old Chad Wunschel, became sick after taking a sip of the drink and spitting it out. That happened last Wednesday during a welding class at Greater New Bedford Vocational Technical Regional High School.
Say that all again?
You like the name of that? Hey, where do you go to school? The Greater New Bedford Vocational Technical Regional High School?
Jesus Christ.
How do they fit that on a diploma?
Yeah, seriously. Please. The refs around it.
So anyway, this happened during the welding class at the Greater New Bedford Vocational Technical Regional High School.
I would make my kids write that on every piece of homework, too.
Police had been investigating whether a student might have spiked the coffee. Police Chief Ronald Teachman said that Wunschel told a detective he was depressed over a recent breakup and was looking for attention. Teachman said Wunschel will likely be charged with filing a false report. Wunschel didn't immediately return any phone messages. Police haven't specified what the chemical
Get
was.
Got sick over his own tainted drink. What was he thinking?
I did it myself. I wanted to just hurt myself.
Okay, I gotta show this to you. I just found this. It's a turtle climbing over a fence.
Uh-huh.
It says day 3. My breakout is going just to slant. Taking us some time. But anyway, as I was going to tell you, regarding the tainted iced coffee.
Right.
Last week, while I was chilling with the aliens, I had had a carbohydrate drink. Like I usually get at the gym, the Carboforces. Dude, it was rancid. It was completely bad. It had expired. Here's the problem. I didn't know it had expired because they never took it off the shelves. And they're so sweet that I actually didn't notice that there was a rancid smell to it. Because it had been my first time drinking one in a long time, so I didn't even notice. Dude, I had Shitticus Maximus, dude. It was bad. For like a day, I was so bad. Like, I got it really bad while I was at work. It was so bad, I actually had to call Ben and tell Ben, I think I'm going to die. You need to have somebody replace me, like, right away. He had to have somebody come from the Palms to relieve me. And I left, dude. I was gone. I literally don't remember how I got to work. All I know is I had to crawl into my house because I couldn't think straight. And just drink. I was drinking everything, dude. That sucked. And I didn't realize. And the next week, after my stomach was finally settled down, I was like, oh. I went to the gym and almost did the same thing again. And this time I was prepared. I was like, maybe. Because I actually didn't think it was that. I thought it was something else. I opened it up, went to go take a drink, and I got like this whiff. You know, like rotten milk. Oh, dude. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Turned out it expired 2 months ago.
Wow.
And it has just been left on the shelves. And this is the best part. I told the guy, hey, this is bad. And he goes, okay. And he writes on there that it expired, but leaves the rest of them in the thing, dude. I was like, all right. Well, you know, hey, whatever.
I know. I'm not drinking those anymore.
Oh, Lordy.
The parents of the girl known in the case as Sally, have you heard about this one?
Nuh-uh.
The family court has ordered that a 14-year-old girl can have surgery to remove two testicles.
What?
The court also approved other procedures to confirm her gender.
What?
That's right. Parents of the girl known in the case as Sally had to apply to the court for permission for the surgery after they discovered their daughter had a rare XY genotype, which meant she did not have a uterus but had two male gonads.
Gonads. Gonads and strife.
The court heard Sally had been apparently a healthy girl until she turned 11 and discovered two lumps, one of which was in her abdomen and the other gender issues. Family court judge Justice Peter Murphy said he took into account Sally's desire to have the surgery. It hurts sometimes, knowing I have this condition, she told the court. Sometimes I blame myself because I feel like I am not normal. Sometimes I get angry, even though I know why and how it happened.
That's so weird.
So the family, I don't understand why the family
had to
go to
court.
It's their decision.
Right?
She's 14.
Is there some type of legal obligation because it's like a gender thing?
Well, that's
like
the thing, is it didn't really talk about it, but I just thought that was an interesting story. It's like, you have to go to court.
Yeah, that's like, why would you... I'd be embarrassed. I'd like to take my gonads out, please.
And here's something funny in the world of rock and comedy. Randy and Eve Quaid, that's right, Randy Quaid, were briefly jailed after showing up to court 2 weeks late for a criminal case. The actor and his wife were released after posting a $100,000 bail each.
Quaid is an actor?
Randy Quaid isn't the actor.
You mean Dennis Quaid?
No, Randy Quaid.
Who's Randy Quaid?
His brother. He's in the Vacation movies.
Dennis Quaid is a brother?
Yeah.
Weird.
That's him right there. It's a picture.
It doesn't look anything like Dennis Quaid.
Anyway.
Maybe because it's Randy Quaid.
Yeah, doesn't look anything like. They were told to return for a court hearing, the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department said. The couple have repeatedly failed to show up for hearings in a felony case. Allegedly, they defrauded an inn out of more than $10,000. They also have been charged with burglary and conspiracy and have pleaded not guilty.
Wow, dude.
Photos taken by the Santa Barbara News Press showed the handcuffed couple smiling as they were escorted by deputies. The Quaid spent less than 4 hours in custody. The attorney, Robert Sanger, has said the money has been repaid and the Quaids hope to resolve the case without a trial. Sanger declined to comment on the case or say why the couple didn't appear as scheduled earlier in the month.
Let's get this right really quick. Randy Quaid, actor, okay?
Yes.
Actor. Because he has a relationship to Dennis Quaid, can get a felony and all he need to do is pay back the money and now, does he need to go to court? Anybody else gets a felony, you go to prison.
If you can settle it out of court.
Felony?
Yeah.
You can settle felonies out of court?
Let's talk about felonies in Port St. Lucie. I don't think any of those people went to jail. I don't think any of those people went.
Yeah, that's true.
a judge ordered the couple's $40,000 bail forfeited after they missed a hearing on April 12th. Arrest warrants were issued after the Quaids failed to show up for the following day as well. Of course, Randy Quaid is best known for supporting roles in films such as Independence Day and Vacation, where he plays the older brother. He plays the cousin Eddie, and he is, of course, the actor's brother, Dennis Quaid. Says it there if you don't believe
me. I guess so. All right.
The case has been ongoing since September. A criminal complaint alleges a couple used an invalid credit card to defraud the San Ysidro Ranch in Montecito of more than $10,000. Well, you know, times are tough for everybody.
They are, dude. They are.
Yeah, for everybody. So.
Even for Batman. Times are tough for Batman right now.
Right.
He's got bat bills to pay, you know?
Right. And before we take a break, here is Mario.
Oh, yeah.
Calling Xbox.
Welcome to Xbox Customer Support. Your call may be monitored or recorded to ensure quality. Please choose Repairs or press 1, Technical Support or press 2, or Accounts and Billing, 3. If you're not sure which one you want, say Help or press Star.
Hey!
To get you to the right person, tell me what you're calling about. Say Console or Xbox Live.
May I sing a song for you?
I didn't understand what you said.
Made you look.
Just a moment while I see if someone is available to help you.
Thank you for calling Xbox Customer Support. Can I have your first and your last name, please?
It's me, Mario.
Your name is Mario?
Very good.
Very good.
All right, yes, Mario, what is your last name, please?
Have you seen Luigi?
Yes, how may I help you today, please?
Have you seen the princess?
Yes, how may I help you?
Can I sing a song for you?
Sorry?
Can I sing a song for you?
It seems this call is not Xbox-related call. All right, so actually... All right, I just want to remind you that all our calls are being monitored, and we know exactly is your location. All right. So
very good.
We have a lot of customers that's waiting for our service, and if this one is not a serious call, you can just drop the call and give us a chance to serve our customer. Okay.
Hey, where did everybody go?
Yes, please.
Okie dokie.
I just want to tell you that our callers are being monitored by Microsoft, and we know exactly what is your telephone number and your location.
Very good. Okie dokie.
Hey, okay.
I'm a thirsty. You got something to drinky?
All right, so if you have an Xbox-related issue, just give me, please, so that I can give you my service. Okay. And how may I help you today?
I'm a Mario.
Hey, I'm hungry. Have you got any food?
Sorry? Sorry?
Hey, I'm all right, hungry.
So,
have you got any food?
All right, I believe this call is not a serious one, so I'll be ending this call and disconnecting this call, and thank you very much. Thank you for calling Xbox. And you do have a great day. Bye-bye.
Very good. Okie dokie.
Call an Xbox.
Have you seen a model?
That's genius.
That is very good.
That's very good. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We've got more coming up, like Martin Andrew. And I believe... Turbo Man Bear is on the line, so we'll call him. We'll take that call when we get back.
Yeah, the maggots treated him.
My computer. I met them in a swamp down in Dagoba, where it babbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little wren sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo, 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 yo.
No.
doing, Chewbacca?
Banjo.
Oh, 45, we're good to die.
Banjo.
Yeah.
Banjo.
You have got to stay there.
It's Crazy J.
Fox, find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show on the phone line. I believe this is Turbo Man Pig.
Turbo Man Bear.
Oh.
What's the difference between a Turbo Man Bear and a Turbo Man Pig?
I don't know. I think they're pretty close. They're interchangeable.
Oh, yeah? I think it's the weenus.
The weenus?
The weenus.
Yeah, that is a major difference.
So, Turbo Man Bear, you have not been on the show since the McNugget Challenge. Did you finally pass your McNugget?
I wasn't able to eat the same after that. The whole next day, I could not eat.
Yeah, it was, you had too much?
I don't know what it was. Anything I looked at, I did it. Couldn't eat, didn't want to look at it, didn't want to eat anything.
Your diet consisted of Tums and X-Lax after that.
Yeah.
Did it hurt to poop?
Actually, it came out fine, but...
Yeah, it was all the grease.
Yeah, it slid right through.
Now, after it came out, did you have to spank it a couple of times before it started crying, or...?
No, it screams immediately.
Now, here's the question, though. Would you ever do it again?
I would. I would, definitely. I think I could beat you next time.
All right. That's good.
I think I could do it.
This it could be like the next, like, you know, like Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson fight, you know?
Yeah. Except for we got to think of something else for you guys to consume.
Amp it up, from the hell out of it.
What about Slurpees?
Or Beats?
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. I'm kind of sensitive.
What about, we can mix them together, you can do beet Slurpees. You would literally shit red. What if it was just food coloring? What if we just made them drink food coloring?
So, Mr. Turbo Man Bear, we have a big event coming up. Are you excited?
Yes, very excited.
Yeah.
Very excited after last year.
Less than 25 days to go.
That's good, he got the cards we sent him.
Yeah.
The prompt cards.
Right.
He's using them. That's good.
He's following along.
Yeah.
I'm now on page 25. Ding.
Well, I figure I better start hitchhiking now.
Hitchhiking?
Hitchhiking. I think it's my plan to hitchhike out there.
I don't think you really need to hitchhike.
Yeah,
but it might make it interesting.
If you do, you have to wear the ping pong uniform. The beer pong uniform.
Oh yeah, the little booty shorts and the leg warmers and
right.
The sweatbands.
Yeah, and the aviator gloves.
And make sure when you're wearing that at Desert Fest, when you sit in the lawn chair, that at least one ball hangs out.
Yeah.
that won't be a problem.
That will make the outfit complete.
Yeah.
Look, I want to go over there and talk to them, but that guy's ball is hanging out. And then, if you push the ball in, the other one falls out.
Yeah.
That might prompt certain people to come talk, though.
What was that?
That might get certain people to come talk quicker, though.
Yeah, like Nick?
Oh, yeah. And he'd be over there in an instant.
In an instant.
Fanning him. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir, do you have any Grey Poupons?
Would you like me to fan your balls so they don't get hot and sweaty?
Yeah, I'll blow on them for you.
It'll stop the chafing.
He's just gonna ask if I have any extra silly drinks to share with him.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be seeing Naked Desert Fest this year.
Probably not.
It's probably not gonna happen. But Mr. Turbo Man Bear, we gotta set up another challenge. Maybe we'll do it at Desert Fest.
That sounds like a good idea.
Because, you know, Stuart will be out there, so it'll be prime. You guys will both be drunk.
Oh, perfect.
Maybe we could do, like, how many chocodiles you guys can eat in, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Chocodiles slide straight down.
or how many pixie sticks you can snort.
But yeah, Desert Fest is coming up, man. We I know I need it.
I think we all need Desert Fest.
Being attacked by a squirrel.
Yeah. No, I hear in Desert Fest there's actually a lot of squirrels out there.
There's no squirrels out there. There's chipmunks.
At where?
At Desert Fest.
No, they're squirrels.
No,
they don't like
it's
to be
chipmunks.
Called chipmunks, dude. That's like calling like an El Salvadorian a Mexican.
Right. I think there's going to be some sort of chaos.
That usually is, right?
Right. You know, if there's no chaos by Saturday afternoon, I'll stir some shit up.
Hey, how's your gay massage friend?
Yeah, that's what we wanted to talk to you about.
Actually, I've been unemployed, so I took that a step further and started a handyman service.
But he seems to be a kind, understanding man. He might give them to you for free.
Yeah, well, you know what? And, you know, you said handyman, and I think that's right up his alley.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting a lot of business using that angle.
Yeah, wearing your beer pong uniform.
With the one ball hanging out.
Yeah. Like, you really don't need anything else in life other than that one suit, you know?
Yeah. A little headband, white wife beater. Little booty shorts. I think you're set. That is the. I think that could be the official Turbo Man attire.
Yeah.
If you're fighting crime.
And you got to play that song that goes, "Look at the girl with the Daisy Dukes on, everybody."
That'll be the next video.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's right.
Slow motion.
That's right, buddy. Well, you know, we want to thank you for calling in. We'll see you at Desert Fest in less than 25 days.
Woo!
Totally stoked. I'm ready to go, dude.
I do want to know how come you didn't show up to Show Bus of the Stars.
Oh,
he was high on drugs.
I'm in school, kind of.
Were you coked out, huh?
Turbo Man Bear, were you on the drugs?
I can't remember.
That's a classic sign of the drugs.
I cannot confirm nor deny this allegation.
I represent that remark. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for calling in. And I'm glad that you didn't get backed up with the McNugget.
Yeah. We were concerned because we didn't hear from
you.
Yeah,
we thought maybe you had a heart attack.
We didn't know if you even made it to home.
No, I made it safe. But it's not good to drive under the influence of the Nugget.
Yeah, because we thought maybe, like, what had happened was, like, in Spaceballs, the movies, where it, like, just jumps out of your stomach and, "Hello, my honey, hello, my baby, hello, my ragtime girl."
Oh, it jumped out of my stomach, all right.
Well, you know, it was a fun challenge, and if you don't remember, you can always go to the website and watch it again.
That's right.
Yeah, I had to watch the video to recap.
Yeah. Well, it's up there. It's waiting. But, again, thank you for calling in, buddy.
All right. We'll see you guys at the fest.
Peace.
Bye. Where's my head cheese?
doing is a partial list of things that are probably happening in your backseat that you are completely unaware of.
A food item is probably being stuck into a crack.
A strange sticky substance is being spread everywhere.
Deep, sustained, nasal exploration.
Someone is probably making faces.
Hitting.
Hitting back.
The cleaning of muddy shoes.
Farting!
Something is probably spilling.
Gum is lodging in hair.
And your kids are probably riding car seats that are being used incorrectly. In fact, 3 out of 4 kids are not as safe as they should be. But the latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to get it right.
Just attach the top tether and the lower anchors.
The ones down near the old sandwich and the melted down crayons.
Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety.
A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD. There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on and so should you. If we all got a long
way to go. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Turbo Man Bear.
You know what's so funny about Turbo Man Bear?
Where do we start?
I know, that's the thing.
We could be here all day,
talking
about.
We had so much fun. You remember we were out with him at, what was it, Rut Republic?
Well, yeah. We've been out with him a couple of different places.
Yeah, there, Bear Pool.
Yeah.
We're going to get it on. We're going to get it on again this summer. Slowly but surely, we'll get it going. I just got to get over my alien abduction. My ass is still a little raw.
No, it's not. Nothing happened.
Well, yeah, nothing happened, but see, I was prepping myself.
Yeah. Oh, did you get the Aurora's Millennial Prep Kit? Is that what it is? We got to do one more George Bush call because he's great.
I like the picture.
Thanks for calling, Commerce. It's Augusta. How may I drink your call?
Oh no, he called.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How may I direct your call?
I'm from Texas.
Hello, Commerce Bank. How may I direct your call?
Oh,
that's the same one.
I deleted the one I didn't want to delete.
Oh, no.
Good. Hi, Mr. Bush.
Yeah, so we heard this one.
I want you to be on
my team. It's the same.
It's because it's the same.
Yeah. Bitch. I don't like that. That's not good.
No, bueno.
I was going to do one. We did one last week from... when Rabbi was on with George W. Bush, and that one was really funny.
You know what somebody needs to do? One that's just like a big thing of robot chicken quotes.
Oh, my God, that would be hysterical.
Wouldn't it be? Thought of it here, folks. Don't steal this patented, copyrighted. It's on the air.
Yeah.
Let me see. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it right now.
We're going to do it right now.
I'm going to actually...
But you can go to that guy and say, chicken fucker.
That's a great episode. I think I'm going to do that George Bush one that we did with Rabbi on the phone. He calls a beer distributor. And it's so funny. This is a great one. It's definitely worthy of a replay.
Good evening.
What's calling?
William Webster.
Evening,
regards to what?
Now, you tell me.
William Webster.
Yes.
I have no idea who you are.
He called me Sunday morning.
Sunday morning?
This is yes.
This is a beer distributor you're talking to.
Yes, and that's the problem.
What's the problem?
And let me finish. I want it done.
What are you talking about?
You've got the documents.
What documents?
You don't have to worry about that.
Well, obviously I do, because I don't know who you are.
Harvey Pitt.
Harvey Pitt?
Yes.
I don't know who that is either.
Harvey Pitt has been fast to act.
What are you talking about, sir? I don't even know who you are, and you're wasting my time here.
Hi, I'm Harvey Pitt. He called me Sunday morning.
Sunday morning he called you?
Yes.
From this number?
Yes.
It's impossible, because nobody...
And that's the problem.
No one's here Sunday morning.
Surely.
No, there's not. There's
yes.
Beer distributor.
No, there's not.
Hello, Acres Beverage. Can I help you?
Good evening.
You too?
Yes.
I believe you just called her and talked to my husband.
Yes.
What do you want?
Now, you tell me.
Sir, I don't understand why you're calling us and harassing us. We don't know you. There's no one in the store. It's a closed store on Sunday because in Pennsylvania you cannot sell liquor on a Sunday. So
and that's the problem.
So the store is closed. So I don't know why you keep saying that someone called you from here.
I come from West Texas.
And that's great, but that doesn't help us out any.
And that's the problem.
And what is your problem?
And let me finish. William Webster, he called me... Sunday morning.
No one called you from this number Sunday morning.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I don't want you to let me down again. Gosh, how old are you?
That's really none of your business.
Damn. Yes. Yeah. No.
No.
Yes. He just argued with the president.
Yeah, I love that.
What was funny is that could have been like an actual call. Like, that could not even have been, like, you know, messed with.
So this is, we'll do this, and then we'll make way for Martin. Get him in and out of here as fast as we can.
Andrew.
Whoever would have thought the first time he was on, he's like, this is going to be my second home.
I know, right? Now we can't get a fucker to leave.
Yeah. Oh, come on, show us to the stars. And then he thinks it's all access. To
just
come
just
on
when we're getting the smell of Old Spice and asshole out of this room, you know?
Yeah. Now we got Old English.
Old English and asshole.
Amazing anybody wants to be a guest on this show.
I know. All we do is just rag on him. That's the funniest thing.
So, remember I told you there was that really shitty Elvis that was on the show bus?
Yeah.
He is not on the show bus anymore.
He's not? They don't have him on
there? They let him go.
Oh. Because
apparently he blew out the speakers.
Did he? How on earth?
Michael Johns is like, you got to have him on. And
yes.
Just, like, interview him and thinks that he's just great.
Dude,
and then he goes, then do what you guys do best. Insult him after he leaves.
We really should have him on. I mean, that'd be great.
And
then have Brendan Pauly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's shittiest Elvis.
And then,
dude, your Elvis is, like, spot on.
Let's do it. Let's get that guy. Find his number.
I can get it. I got his number.
Let's make it happen. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
You got to see how shitty this Elvis is.
Yeah, is he like playing any lounges?
He's apparently not playing anywhere right now. Showbuzz was his last gig.
Oh, no, man. Now I kind of feel bad.
Why? He was awful. His sideburns were drawn up here. Way above his ears. He was awful. And his hair was cut and it flipped up like something about Mary.
You know what? Every time you describe what he looks like, I think of Nicolas Cage for some reason. I don't know why it is, but that's the image I get.
Authorities said Central Florida man took... We'll be glad to know this is Bellevue, Florida, not Port St. Lucie. Authority said a Central Florida man took one last swig of alcohol while waiting to take a sobriety test.
Oh, my God.
Marion County Sheriff's Deputy stopped 61-year-old Dana Seaman after noticing his car swerve three times. Seaman said he'd been drinking and agreed to a sobriety test. But first, Deputy Eric Larson said he watched Seaman drink from a cup and toss it under the passenger seat. According to a police report, the cup smelled strongly of alcohol. Seaman refused a breath test. He's been charged with a DUI. A message for Seaman was not immediately returned. I think the reporter just wanted to use the name Seaman as much as physically possible. Some great stories in the news this week, for sure, my friends. We are going to take a break. When we come back, the mad Englishman will be here, Martin Andrews.
Old English and athlete.
Find out what's going on with him. He's got some shit in the works.
He always does.
He's busy but broke.
Busy but broke. That's the worst.
When my dad was here, we went to show bus because he wanted to. How was he? He still didn't really understand what it was. So I'm like, well, we can go. Martin happens to be doing it, so let's just go. Thank God we did, because there was two ladies on there.
Oh, no.
But it was funny. Two ladies showed up. They were supposed to be on the 9 o'clock show, but they're like, that's too late. We want to go at 7. So it was two ladies, and then it was me and my dad, and they left. So there was only four people on the bus. There were supposed to be two more people. They got left.
Oh, no.
So they had to do the 9 o'clock show. But these two ladies in the front, they weren't having it. They weren't having a very good time at all.
Oh, no.
So, I think this was the same night that Martin was going to meet us at the Foundation Room, but he calls me like an hour and a... this is the last show we did with Paul Spiraz and everybody. He was actually going to come in, and he couldn't because he said somebody had stole his wallet.
Right.
On the bus. Green card, concealed weapons permit, all this stuff was gone. And so he's freaking out, and he's like, I'm not going to be able to do the show, and blah, blah, blah. Parks the bus, at Planet Hollywood for the last show, and he's walking to his car because he's just, like, distraught. And this lady comes running up from behind him that works at the coffee shop, and she was like, you left this here when you got your coffee at 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
So everything was there.
What are the odds?
Yeah, he got lucky.
Damn.
Oh, you don't have a green card? Your ass is getting deported.
Damn, seriously.
You're going back to England, you prick. Anyway, we're going to take a break. May the 4th be with you. And we'll have Martin Andrew coming up next.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp. It's
just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? We switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat.
How much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later. You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and the station.
License and registration.
But I'm walking.
Do you want to upset an officer of the law?
No, sir.
Good. I pulled you over today for littering.
I didn't litter.
Wow. That's what they all say. Unfortunately, I saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out. But between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep, Rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This morning, a woman reached out. A man stepped up. A family drove their elderly neighbor to the doctor. Someone took 2 hours of their morning to help someone else find affordable childcare near work. Somebody sat down with 16-year-old Steven and taught him better note-taking skills and study habits, and suddenly, toughing it out till graduation seemed to Steven a pretty good idea. All this happened today. It'll happen tomorrow. It's happening here, there, right down the street. people are living united. We're not just wearing the shirt, we're living it. We're realizing that the way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs, their education, their income, even their health. So do something, any little something, as long as it's something. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Dick Price. I just wanted to say, hey, you are listening to El Show de Crazy J. Oh, oh.
Man who looks like Rob Stewart.
Wait a minute. Aren't you older than Rob Stewart? Like, don't you? Doesn't Rob Stewart look like you?
Rod Stewart look like me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
That's a cheap shot. Wasn't that a cheap shot?
That is kind of a good question. Are you younger or older than Rod Stewart?
I don't even know. Isn't he like 30, Rob Stewart?
Oh, yeah. He was 30 once.
Once?
Yeah. Yeah, he was 30 when I was around 10.
No way.
So that answers your question.
So he's going to be like... He's got to be like 120 by now. That guy.
Who invited this prick?
What is he, like 65?
63.
I wasn't too far off.
63.
Yeah.
Is Mad Mike staying for the whole interview?
Well, he said you've got 5 minutes and that's it. Yeah.
Well, that's good because that's about what I have got. So that's good.
What's going on, buddy? We did Showbuzz to the Stars. That was fantastic.
Oh, at least when you did it, it was a pleasant evening, wasn't it? Have you seen the weather out there tonight?
No, it sucks.
It was windy.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible.
Did you do the show tonight?
Yeah, we did one tonight. I mean, it's not as bad as a little while back when that really bad storm was in.
Yeah.
But tonight was bad and bad enough. Doors flying open and debris blowing up and people...
Was the bus full?
No, it wasn't full, but the people who were on there were all wrapped in blankets, so it looked like a refugee camp on wheels. It was fucked up.
And this is where the bums sleep when they can't get on a regular bus.
Yeah, it was funny, you see, because the people on the bus looked like the bums on the street. So they were kind of bonding as we were going by.
But do the wheels on the bus go round and round?
They went round and round and up and down and bounced around, and I felt sorry for the driver because the bus we were using tonight doesn't have power steering.
Oh, no way.
Wow. Well, I like the idea that the bus goes down to Fremont Street now and kind of detours around Dumpster 3.
Dumpster 3, because, I mean, that is one of your other residents.
That
so,
is, you know.
Yeah, it was nice to have a look around
there. It's not a residence. That's where our hookers hook.
They were there tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
They were there tonight, yeah. They were glistening under the moonlight.
In the wind?
They were blowing in the wind.
If they were glistening, there's definitely something wrong with
that. They were glistening. Their lips were glistening. Yeah. It looked like they had some kind of...
Good girls.
Yeah, you're doing it right, actually.
Mayonnaise or something. I don't know what it was,
yeah.
You know. Because they've been eating a hot dog.
Far away.
Yeah.
Subway.
Right.
But I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
How was the Alice Cooper thing?
The Alice Cooper tribute show was fantastic.
Good, eh? Yeah.
He's so good. And, like, I mean, I've seen a lot of impersonators. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you're great. And Brendan Paul, who does Elvis, is fantastic. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've been to a concert like that where people were actually walking up, stopping and going, is that really Alice Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, Alice Cooper's not going to give you a free concert at Fremont Street.
But
he was that good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the Marilyn Monroe impersonator was actually in the show.
Nor did I till the last minute.
Yeah, and but, she put out some pictures, and she's one of the dancers that dressed up like a nurse during the show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And the other girl that was on stage, she's actually in the band All In.
Yeah.
She's a keyboard player, Jessica.
Right.
And she did the show with us at the Harmon as well.
And now you guys have changed the name. You're not Tokyo Queen anymore.
No. That's totally... defunct.
Now, why did you guys change the name?
Well, it didn't make any friggin' sense, did it? I mean, there's no people from Tokyo in it, and no Queens.
Well, we questioned her about it when she was here.
Well, I know. I mean, I I just thought it was I didn't like the
name.
She
didn't
anyway.
Have a very good answer.
No, I didn't like the name myself. So it's changed. There's two different acts.
Would it have worked if it would have been called English Queens? Because at least there's an Englishman in it.
You really are going for this 5 minute thing, aren't you? No, that wouldn't have worked either. There was a few names bandied around, but there's two different bands. There's All In, there's All Out. All In is the kind of poppy top 40 thing. And then All Out is the rock band. The guitarist that you saw on Fremont Street, Ronnie, the long dark-haired guy, he's the guy, the guitarist in All Out, which we did the Carbo gig with.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've worked with him. He was in the Forever Rod project with me, and we did a three-piece rock band as well. And he's actually a very clever guy. He works at the Fender Custom Shop, and he builds guitars for such people as Richie Sambora, Tommy Shaw, Dave Amato. They're all his clients and his friends. So, yeah, he's a very clever man.
Awesome. Now, last time you were on the show, we were talking about the debacle of Rockstar the Tribute Show.
Ooh.
That's actually going to court?
Yeah. I'm actually, you should bring the show down for that. That's going to be a fun day. I'm in court on the 28th of this month. Tony Montana, the great white bass player,
right.
Isn't it? He's going to court as well. And Rob Robbins, he's going to be in court as well. Three of us have got court dates right now. Against Crescendo Entertainment and Paul Kristen, who is the big wanker at the head of it all, who screwed us all. He screwed everybody. So, yeah, I mean, what happens in court as well is basically we're going to get a judgment. I've no doubt about that. But the court doesn't actually go grab your money for you.
Right.
So that's something we have to deal with once we get the judgment.
But
they're going to go in your favor, you're pretty sure?
I don't see why they wouldn't.
And then after that, I mean, just because they do the judgment, I mean, is this guy going to pay you or not? I mean, like
the court doesn't go after him, but then you have court papers stating that, yeah, he owes you this money.
Okay.
So then you can start doing all sorts of things, like putting liens on things that he has and all sorts of stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so cool. It'd be easier just to pay up.
This guy is, I mean, the biggest, I'm going to swear now. You ready for this? The biggest fucking prick on the planet.
Wow.
The slimiest piece of shit I have ever met. And he's going to get what's coming to him. We're going to do this whole legal procedure, and then we're going to go after the money, and we're going to get the money one way or another. This is not going to go away for him.
Right.
It's not going to go away.
Now, is Rockstar coming back?
That I can't even talk about right now.
Right.
Wow.
I can't even talk about that.
You're legally prohibited from mentioning it?
I can't talk about it. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Now, you did a gig the other night at the Wynn,
mm-hmm.
which has a pretty funny ending to it.
I thought you might bring that up. Yeah, it does. It has a what I call a perspective ending to it.
Right.
Because here I am at the Wynn, and there's a thousand wonderful people out there. Big ballroom affair.
Was
in
it
National
just
State.
You performing?
No.
There was a bunch of people.
No, there was a bunch of us there. There was Trina Johnson, who does
Tony
Tina
Braxton.
Turner. The Tony Braxton. Yeah, the one who ended up in jail down there. We had a long chat about that. But she was on, I was on. Eric and Carmen, who do the Blues Brothers, they were on. There was a Ray Charles there. I forget his name. And there was the whole premise of the whole sort of thing behind it was this Ed Sullivan show. So there was an Ed Sullivan there as well, which was kind of cool.
That's cool.
And it was fabulous. It was really well done. And I went out and I had a really good time. Just sang three songs. Big crowd, you know, fabulous.
So what's going on with the ending?
Well, yeah, we're getting there. I want to stick with this
what
for a few seconds.
Okay.
Because he wants to see it's this big, glorious event.
This is what makes the ending so
thousands
funny.
Thousands of people are out there like,
they're
having
all
a
having
great time.
A great time. And
he leaves on a high.
Yeah, you leave on this big high. You've had the green room. I mean, I even took pictures of the food, for Christ's sake.
Wow.
That much for high. And we leave there, and then I'm outside of valet, and there's a guy there who was in the show, and he's leaving. He's got these two leggy blondes next to him. He must have been about 106, but I guess he can afford them. And he's kind of looking at me going, I reckon that's that guy that was in the show, and whisper, whisper, whisper. And the funny part about it was that this fucking huge, great Bentley or Rolls Royce pulls up for him to get in.
Wow.
And at the same time, couldn't have been a few seconds later, the same time, here comes my Hyundai with one headlight out that needs a good wash. And I get into that, and we kind of gestured to each other, and that put things in perspective, and I went home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was the end of that night.
That's funny shit.
What a way to leave.
Hell of a way to leave, I'm telling you. Hell of a way to leave.
That guy in the Bentley was probably like, if he wouldn't spend all of his money on hookers and blow, he could get himself a new car.
Exactly, there you go, yeah. He's incognito in the Hyundai with one headlight.
He doesn't want to be recognized.
Damn. All performers had Bentleys here.
Yeah.
I guess not.
But it was a cool event.
It was a very cool event. There was another one I did in Anthem as well, which was just as cool. That was really fun as well. Plenty of Bentleys out there, too.
So it's all right performing as Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, it's something to do. It's all right.
What else you got going on?
Well, like I said, I got the band thing going on.
Why is Terry a bitch?
Well, I'm definitely not going to answer that. But maybe because you're an asshole.
Oh, well, yeah, I've got one, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's lots of things going on right now, some of which I'm not going to discuss just yet until they happen. Right. Something actually went down tonight that I got to take care of, which is quite good.
And then you're always getting in shit. People stealing your wallet and then not stealing your wallet. And just
that was just, I was bugging up that was. I was so lucky to get that back as well. It's just my brain's going on it. And then we've got a trip over to England coming up as well next few weeks.
Yeah, you're going to be playing with Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Well, I'm not going to be playing with him, but friends of mine are.
Well, now just fucking throw that out. That sounded really good.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm playing with Slash.
Look, none of my listeners are going to go track you down in England to see if you're really playing with Slash.
I don't know. They're going to be like, wow, this guy's really cool.
But you're going out there to see your daughter, right?
Yeah, I'm
going to
see my daughter. And as a result of that, some friends of mine who are in Slash's band have said that when they're over there, we'll go and hang out with them. Probably at Donington or Nedworth, one of those. And they got a few days off in London, and she knows all the good places. I know all the old places, the old haunts, but she knows all the up-to-date places, so we're going to check it out and hang out for a few days, which will be fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we got an email from Yvonne Drumgold from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
She was the woman that was on the show bus.
Right.
She was friends with Pat, who it was her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually wrote, Jay, our kids and grandkids are very excited to see that their crazy grandma is going to be on a video of Show Bus of the Stars. When we told them all about it, we got the look, the one where they don't want their friends to see, but they want to try to embarrass us in all ways. She said, I can't imagine what the bus trip would have been like without you crazy people. It would have made my friend's birthday a little less quiet without all of you. We had such a great time. Thanks again.
Yeah, it was a good time, wasn't it?
It was a good time.
Because there was two big parties on that, wasn't it? There was your lot and then the other lot.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple on there as well by themselves.
Yeah. All by themselves.
All by themselves, yeah. But they had a good time too.
They did have a good time.
To be honest with you, I was a little worried about that. Because when you do those shows on the bus, like I know you guys are coming on and what you guys are into, and then you've got another party, and then you've got a couple, and you cannot just eliminate people because there's a big party on there, you know what I mean?
Well, that couple ended up having a great time.
They did, had a really good time.
We brought everybody around. We walk in there with our big alcoholic tubes and...
the colostomy bags.
Seriously cannot believe that. I was like, what are they wearing? Is this like, am I expecting like ghosts from Ghostbusters to show up?
That was pretty cool. I was very impressed with the colostomy bags.
We got the shirt right there. We're going to actually frame it. I think you even signed it.
Yeah.
So it's there.
Where's the footage?
That's a good question. Second time that's come up today.
Yeah.
It's with Unsolved Mysteries.
Is it in the works? Are we going to see it?
It's in the works, I believe.
It's in the works?
Yeah.
Are we going to see that up on the website or what?
I believe it's going to be for sale.
Ask Glenn.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was some good stuff.
I believe. I don't know what we're doing with it. I think you know, just enough to pay for shipping and handling. Because there's about 15 people from Canada that want a copy of it.
So. Well, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll enjoy
that
a copy of it.
But see, that's the only parts they get to see. You know, we still partied on the limo on the way over to the other half of the event, and so there's still more on there. But they'll get just the Show Bus part, and then of course they want to put some of that clips up on the Show Bus of the Star website. So as soon as it's going to be awesome.
That'll be good. That'll be good. Yeah.
And he wants us to do it a couple more times this summer because he loved the fact that we could fill that bus.
Well, summertime is a blast on that thing.
It is, and it's a great time. And like a lot of people that we brought on had no idea that even existed.
See, what I was going to suggest, if we can figure out a night to do. I haven't even talked to Mike about this, but I thought it'd be really kind of cool if you guys came on for a 7 o'clock show, and we actually dropped you down at Fremont Street, and then picked you up on the 9 o'clock and brought you back so that your party can go and hang on Fremont and have some fun down there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then,
that'd be really cool.
I was thinking that might be a neat thing to do.
And it kind of fills both buses at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we definitely like that.
So we could run that. You run it by him.
Yeah, let me handle it.
You handle that.
Listen,
one.
This is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing. This is
if you have a problem with it, talk to Martin.
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth be with you.
Maybe we can bring Alice Cooper on there.
That would be awesome. That guy was amazing. He's going to be down there again this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to the other guy that we've had on here? O.J. Simpson? Is that it?
Randy Hansen?
That's it. Yeah, that's him.
How did I even know you were thinking of that?
You got it. That's good. He was who did he impersonate?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson was impersonating Ozzy Osbourne. That's pretty cool.
No, what you're listening to is him.
Yeah.
Ah.
Don't
do that.
Save yourself.
Save the pain.
That could be a dangerous combination.
We don't need the pain. Damn.
But so it's good. You got some things in the works.
Mm-hmm. Some things in the works. We'll see how this year pans out. I'm hoping things are going to turn around a little bit. This thing in Anthem actually is quite interesting. There's a lady I work with. She's a choreographer. By the name of Mistin Get, and I did a show with her a couple of years back, and she's got a showroom out there. They're going to start putting shows in, variety acts, because the show I just did out there was I was the only musical act. There was jugglers and comedians and all sorts of stuff, so it's like a variety thing. So they're basically taking a strip style show out to the folks in Anthem, and they're going to make that a regular thing as well.
Oh wow,
so that'd be kind of neat.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Isn't it weird, like, when you think of a variety show, the first thing that comes to mind is jugglers? Like, I don't know why that is.
They always have jugglers.
Yeah, you always have a juggler.
And balloons. They always do things with balloons. I mean, sometimes it's a little inappropriate to do things with balloons, but...
Yeah.
At least this bloke, I mean, he swallowed a
balloon.
Well,
it depends on where it is.
Well, yeah, you're quite right. At least I think it was a balloon.
No, it's where it's put.
where it's put, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they were... We wanted... Michael Johns, who does Hypnosis Unleashed at the Tropicana, is moving back into an all-new remodeled showroom, and he wants to do a rock and comedy show listener party at his show. So we were thinking of combining a night of show bus, and then when that's all done, head on down to Tropicana and do the Hypnosis show.
Yeah, I worked with him last year in the outdoor stage there. We had all the acts, the Sopranos, and all that. We're all out there. And
yeah, we're really sorry about that.
That was fun.
Son of a bitch. He's got an attitude, like...
Who's got an attitude?
Michael Johns. Yeah, his Ed Hardy shirts. And he was on the show a couple of weeks ago. We love Michael Johns. He's awesome.
He's better.
He's actually going to be performing at the Crazy J Halloween party this year.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's going to do a Hypnosis show.
Well, hell, I look forward to that.
Yeah. He's all excited about the Halloween party this year.
I am excited about it.
Yeah.
I was very impressed last year with it, and knowing what I'm coming into this time, it'll be even more fun. I'm going to bring the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We finally get to meet the wife.
Yeah. Oh, you never met the wife, have you?
Yeah. So maybe we should leave Ava Devine at home.
Oh, you bring her along too.
Oh wow.
That could be an interesting.
Ava, did you ever hear back from her?
No, Mike's the one that's got her number.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't called her in a while. I probably should. I told her I'd call her when I started working out again.
That was a prerequisite for phoning, was it?
Yeah, I fully know. I wanted to have a good reason. I didn't want to be like, hey, what's up? Blowjob? No? Yeah. This way I can break.
Hey,
break
what's up? Blowjob? Not. Now that's Mike for you right there. You know? Very direct to the point. Nothing wrong with that.
I had the gym. I had something else I could throw in there and talk about. Yeah, gym.
Yeah, you could talk about that. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that.
So that's good, though. You got some stuff going on. It's going to be awesome.
We have some stuff going on, and it's like all these things. I mean, there's lots of things going on, but nothing actually happening.
Right.
Yet.
But you're busy.
Yeah, busy working on things.
That you can't talk about.
You know, no, I really, there's no point in talking about it.
What the fuck are you here for? It's like interviewing Mike.
Well, what do you want to say? This is definitely happening? No, I can't say that.
No, we understand.
Yeah.
You're legally obligated.
I can't say it. I honestly cannot say anything about that.
Did you do anything to celebrate May 4th?
May the 4th?
Yeah.
What the hell is May the 4th?
Apparently, it's an unofficial holiday for Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
I would have absolutely nothing to do with anything like that.
See, because they love to say, May the 4th be with you. So it's an unofficial holiday.
That is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard in my life.
And it comes from the Church of Jediism. I read a whole article on it because I thought somebody was bullshitting me.
Are we up to 5 minutes yet? Because I don't want to talk about Star Wars, that's for sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
That's why I asked you what you did for May 4th. You know?
No.
Did you just celebrate May 5th?
May the 5th be with you, yeah. I'll take the 5th on that.
A fifth of alcohol.
Yeah.
I'll take the 5th on that one.
May the 5th be cheap.
You know, I like all my, I'll say white friends are like all excited about Cinco de Mayo. I'm like, it's a Mexican holiday.
Yeah.
Wasn't that when the Mexicans lost?
I thought they invented mayonnaise.
I just thought that's just, you know, they invented alcohol that day.
As far as I know, it was like there was a Mexican battle or something and they lost and they celebrate that.
Yeah, it's like a Day of the Dead or something?
That's like, you know, over in Hiroshima, people jumping up and down on August the 6th and going, woohoo!
Yeah!
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Really getting shit on. Oh, man, what a great day that was.
Let's be vaporized again.
Hurrah.
Well, again, thank you for everything. I mean, the show bus thing was great.
No, it was a lot of fun.
We'll be out there a couple more times for the summer, I'm sure.
And as things develop, I'll let you know about things. I mean, honestly, I don't want to talk about it now because there's no point because I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
So right.
But as
Jedi
things do, anything that I end up doing, you guys are always invited. As in, if I do another show at an Anthem, come on out there.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
You, you know, come check it out.
Maybe we'll even get Glenn to record it and then bring it to us like 2 months later.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
They got a lot. I mean, it's amazing. The showroom out there, it's like a big cinema, 300-seat room.
Anthem is out past Henderson, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it's basically a retirement community out there. But
so it is Rod's people.
Well, this is what I said. When I went out there, on a serious note,
right.
The guy that was running it, what the hell was his name? Maxwell Fielding, I think it was. He's some comedian guy. He's pretty famous, apparently. But anyway, he was running. I said to him, I don't know if I want to go out there and perform in front of these folks. I'm not sure it's going to be their cup of tea.
Right.
And he said, you got to remember, he says, anybody who's 60 years old was around for Woodstock. All right? So they grew up with all that kind of stuff. And Rod Stewart's music, I mean, Rod Stewart's music has been there since the 60s, right?
Yeah, now 2010.
No, I'm not saying he played at Woodstock, but the music's been around since the 60s. So if you were 30 years old in the 60s, you'd now be 70.
Right.
The demographic out there is between 50 and 70 years of age.
Right, so it's perfect. It's perfect.
So going out and doing a Rod Stewart show, which they've asked me to do, the full Forever Rod show with all the documentary stuff and everything else, they loved it. And I was absolutely shocked at the end of it how many people came out and said they really, really enjoyed it. And they're all, you know, 50 and 60 years of age.
Well, you know, I'm not going to toot your horn or anything, but... even because I don't really know a lot of Rod stuff either, but when you perform, I mean, it's really easy to get into. You make it a lot of fun, and I think that no matter the demographic, you know enough about Rod Stewart to understand that it's pretty cool stuff, and you have enough energy that you make it exciting. I think that helps.
Yeah, I mean, and for me, I mean, I'm 48 this year, so that 50 years of age people, that isn't old people for me at all, you know. That's
true.
Those are the people who I can totally relate to.
You were flushing your head in the toilet in high school.
Yeah, exactly. So it all makes sense. And also the girl on that Facebook thing, I got someone posted a picture of me with the showgirl that we had out there. And she's danced all over the frigging world. In Paris, she was out there for 5 years.
Wow.
And the story she was telling me about, you know, hanging out with Oliver Stone and all these people, and incredible stories. And, I mean, she's done a lot. And she's getting involved in these shows as well. She looks fantastic, this girl. You know, she's not a 20-year-old.
Right.
But what's happening is, I mean, she's going on stage and she wore this outfit. It was like a $5,000 outfit and there was nothing to it. It was a showgirl outfit, but it was an original one made in Spain. There's a museum here, apparently, where they have all these outfits. And the guy lent it to us for her to wear. And the headgear, man, oh, man. It was
really heavy.
Oh, Jesus. This thing was, now they make them out of titanium. But this thing was made of brass or some damn thing. I lifted it. It was bloody heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to keep your head. Whatever you do, you've got to have your head straight. So she was helping out the comedians and stuff and wheeling things out. And every time you can't bend down like this. Head's always like this, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of strain on the neck. But she's a pro and she's done this for years. And she's doing the show. And again, the audience is just ripe for that. It wouldn't probably be appropriate to have a bunch of 20-year-old go-go dancers out there shaking it.
Right.
They're not going to relate to that. But a very demure, sophisticated woman who is a showgirl and has been all over the world and performed in Paris and everyone else and all these big shows, it just worked great. So that's what they're trying to do with structuring the show out there.
Okay.
Slightly different from the stuff on the strip.
We should go down there. We could set up like a prune stand.
We could make a fortune.
Sell some Depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could do that too.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook now. That's new for you.
I was on it before, but I hate it.
I hate it too. I fucking hate
it. Because, you know, here's my gripe. The reason I use it, actually, is to keep in touch with people in different countries. That's the easiest way to do it. I've got a lot of friends in Canada and Europe and England, and especially my daughter over in London. The reason I hate it is because people live out these pseudo-lives that that's really not who they are, but they pretend that they're this person. They create this person. They live on friggin' Facebook. You actually meet some of these people, and they're the biggest fucking losers I've ever met in my life.
Like Junk McGee?
Yeah. Wait.
Huh? I don't know who the hell that is, but I'm just saying, like, it's this fake life.
Yeah.
It's easy to sit behind a keyboard and be cool. You know, get out in the real world and try
that.
What are
you saying, Rod?
I'm saying that a lot of people on there piss me off because they're just morons who'd never fucking leave their house. Get out and breathe the air.
Yeah,
live a little.
I cannot get off of that thing. I hate it.
And this incessant posting. I just wiped my ass. Whoa, yeah. I really need to know that.
It's the Farmville postings and the Join
oh
My Mob
God.
And the Petville and that's...
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, when you log on, it goes straight to that news feed thing or whatever, which I hate. So I just usually just look at my emails and see if anyone's got any contact with me.
You can block all that stuff.
I'm going to check into that.
You can block all that stuff.
You know, but there's a lot of folks on there, like all the people who are my friends on there, I actually talk to. I see no sense in having friends on there that are just, you know, I see some of these people that have got 5,000 friends. Well, I guess they're famous maybe, yeah, but I don't want to have friends on there that aren't really friends. What the hell's the point in that?
Yeah. Well, stay away from Junk McGee.
Junk McGee? I'll watch out for Junk McGee.
Stay away.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he won't.
But I'm friends with you on there.
Right.
You know?
Which means you should be friends with Junk McGee.
Junk McGee?
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch out for Junk McGee. I don't
watch out for him.
Watch out for that Junk McGee
that
guy. He's a bit odd.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to thank you for stopping by, filling us in on some stuff.
It's a lot of steps getting up this floor.
I don't know why you don't take the elevator.
Well, it's broken again. There's some guy sleeping in it.
And Lance. Big Lance is down there.
Yeah, he's down there. He's sleeping in it.
We're throwing Big Lance a going away party. You know that he's moving back to California.
Is he moving back?
Oh, really?
So we're going to we're going to do a farewell.
Last time
we're going to do a farewell show.
He bit my leg last time. I tried to get in the elevator.
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's an ass.
I've worked with the guy for years. He's a great bodyguard and stuff, but he's going back to Cali.
He bit my leg and he said, "Screw you, you Aussie bastard." You know? And I'm English. I didn't want to tell him.
Yeah, don't correct him.
I didn't want to correct him.
The one thing he doesn't like to be told is that he's dumb.
No, I mean he is, but I mean we don't want to tell him.
But
that.
He's 350 pounds.
Leg.
He'll put a cap in your ass.
I don't want a cap in my. I don't want any in my ass.
Yeah.
Much, you know.
He got abducted by aliens and he was all upset that he didn't get anally probed.
Mad Mike was.
He says they don't do it anymore. It's under new management.
What do they do now?
You honestly, you fill out a comment card.
You fill an alien comment card.
Yeah.
I had to fill out an alien registration card once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Completely different.
But that was for a green card or something like that.
Completely different.
Yeah. That was a little bit different.
It has nothing to do with what he went through.
Mad stuff.
Yeah.
So what other guests you got coming up? Should I be listening to the show? I mean,
you should listen every week.
Well, I try to.
The show's getting better and better.
Yeah.
And now Mike's back. It's going to get worse and worse.
Worse, well, yeah. That tends to happen.
But, no, we got all kinds of stuff going on.
Good.
And big parties coming up.
We're
going to party on the show bus.
Show bus is a good party.
You know when we should do the Fremont thing? I think we should do it in July. That'll be my birthday.
That'd be perfect.
I don't think Mike will turn it down.
He probably won't turn it down.
Yeah.
But I just thought if you go down there at 7, like the bus, you know, gets down there around, what, 7:30, 7:35?
Yeah.
You know, and then pick you up at 9:35.
Yeah.
Gives you a couple of hours down there, check out the bands, get a few drinks inside you.
Yeah.
And there's an area there where you can pull over and pick people up by Hennessy's down there.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about this with the owner of the bus company there about doing something like that and how we could make it work. So.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys on a slow night don't just pick people up that see you coming down and want to get on it.
We're actually not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. Really? We have done it. When we first did the promos on that thing, when there was two buses and TV cameras and everything up there, they were filming it all. And we literally had the doors open, and we even brought people on in wheelchairs, just dragged them off the strip, get on the bus, and just filled that thing up. but you're not really supposed to do that.
But why is Planet Hollywood the only location where it picks up and drops off?
It's just a very different... Well, no, Stratosphere as well, we could. But right now, it's something to do with the ticket sales and everything else. I mean, we used to do a pre-show. Do you remember those days, the pre-show?
That was over by the Hawaiian Marketplace.
Yeah, and we used to have the bus out there, and we'd do a half-an-hour show or whatever. The only problem with that was people would watch the show and then not get on the bus because they'd seen the show.
Right.
So you get a big crowd watching, you know, what was going on, and then, well, do you want to come on? Well, no, I've seen the show. Thanks very much. And off they go. So, yeah, they're looking into all kinds of ideas. But that bus company is doing the Miss America pageant. I went on that when they were doing that. They got a bunch of girls on there and interviews and everything.
Cool.
So that's coming up as well.
I'll have to get with Mike and see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming by, Mr. Andrew.
My pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, always fun.
And, you know, nothing weird this time.
Nothing weird.
Nothing nice weird. And easy.
No need for a tetanus or anything. We're all good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all set. But again, thank you for stopping by.
Always a pleasure, sir. We'll see you again soon.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Her name was Leia. She was a princess with a Danish on each ear and Darth Vader drawing near. So R2-D2 found Ben Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
He'd have to put the Death Star plans into the Rebellion's hands. So Luke and Obi-Wan had to get to Alderaan. So they stopped into Mos Eisley to have a drink with Han at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen at the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Uta Solo.
His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsec wide there with Chewbacca. He was a Wookiee. They met with Luke and Obi-Wan about the Millennium Falcon docking bay 94. Stormtroopers at the door with a flash of Ben's lightsaber. Now there's an arm on the floor at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen at the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Mos Eisley Space Quarter. You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
His name was Yoda. He was a muffin. Darth Vader was so bad. And by the way, he's Luke's dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Luke has had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine at the Star Wars Cantina? The weirdest creatures you've ever seen at the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Give it up for Martin Andrew. He is a pretty cool guy.
He is, dude.
Give him a lot of shit, but he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he can be once in a while.
Of course, you're not ever
occasionally.
You're not ever going to admit to it.
Yeah. Did I tell you? Okay. Did I tell you I tried to send 8 Koreans that didn't speak any English to Michael John's show?
They showed up though.
They did?
Yeah.
You found out they did?
Because he told me. He goes, "Yeah, Matt Mike sent me some people the other day."
I didn't know if they actually went or not. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. I send them people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to make them as fucking weird as possible.
Yeah, give this guy some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always tell it too. I had some guests go down there, and I was like, ask him what the hell's up with the pickles. Why does he like dill pickles? Hopefully I'll find out later if he actually got asked.
Yeah. When he was here, we were like, yeah, you know, like, if Mike were here, you'd have to answer questions, like, about pickles. And he goes, what are you talking about? I go, that Mike's never asked you the pickle question?
Sure I have.
And he goes, no. And I go, so what kind of pickles do you like? And he goes, like dill. And I go, if Mike was here, he'd be like, fuck.
Damn it.
Well, as promised, one of our favorite games that Mike and I love to sit down and play is Left 4 Dead. And honestly, if you've played it on the Xbox, it sucks. And I love the game, and I'll play it if I have a hankering to kill some zombies, because it is a pretty bitchin' zombie game. But when you play it with, 8 to 16 people.
Dude, that is how you play.
That is the best. You got the little headsets on, you're like, go to the left. You know, that's like the coolest thing.
Oh, dude.
I love Left 4 Dead. Well, if you're not a Left 4 Dead fan, you're probably not going to understand Bill. But Bill's an old-time military guy. He's got an attitude, likes to cuss quite a lot. So Bill needs some help. And he calls somebody to get that help.
He seriously needs some help.
He's an old grouchy son of a bitch.
Surrounded by zombies.
Thanks for calling me. May I have your account or social number, please?
Hello.
Hello, yes. May I have your account number, please?
Is anyone there?
Hello.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Quit screwing around and help me.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, may I have your account number, please?
I'll see peace back on Earth if I gotta murder every one of these animals with my own bare hands.
Hello?
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 Yes, may I have your account number?
Ah, God damn it, son of a bitch!
Hello?
Quit screwing around and help me!
Okay, how may I help you?
Don't be an ass, Francis.
How may I help you? May I have your account number, please?
Help me, damn it!
Can you call the correct number?
Yeah.
All right, so how may I help you?
I know you can hear me, goddammit. Let me the hell out.
Okay, I can really hear you. So
what?
Do you have an account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the correct number, please.
You are an idiot.
Now,
you lost your mind.
This is a professional call.
I don't believe this shit.
Call. We don't need it.
Bull freaking horse shit.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to describe the call. Right?
Bull freaking horse shit.
Okay, just call us back. Bye-bye.
God damn it, son of a bitch!
All the best.
Thank you for calling. Can you have the account number or social, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Get to the chopper. Go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. All right.
What?
Can I have your account number or social? You're calling.
Quit screwing around and help me. Can anyone
Hello?
Hear me? Where are you?
Sir,
hello?
Can you give me your information?
Hello?
What?
Can I have your information?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready?
Go ahead.
We've been immune so far, but, well, if I start to turn, promise you'll shoot me.
Can you have your account number or social?
Have you lost your mind? I don't believe this shit. We're arguing.
Well, if you're not giving me the information, you just have to call us back. I need to hang up now. Thank you.
Bull freaking horse shit. God damn it, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Well, if you're still going to use profanity over the phone, sir, I need to hang up. So thank
what
you so
a crock
much for
of
your
shit.
Time. Bye-bye.
Don't be an ass, Francis.
That is awesome, dude. That was great. You didn't even need to know the game to know that that was funny.
And the George Bush call that I deleted is back.
Oh, you found it?
He called the telemarketer.
How are you?
Oh, is that Mr.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm calling from England. We're a home improvement company. We sent some leaflets out to your postcode area recently. Did you receive yours in the post, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you receive yours in the post?
Yeah.
You did. Fantastic. What it's about is an exchange for displaying an ad board or before and after photos. Anglin will pay up to 50% of the cost of any home improvements you may be thinking of in the future. Say, for instance, on a new fitted kitchen or conservatory or your facial office and gutting or any odd windows and doors you may have left to be done. Were there any odd windows and doors you may be thinking of changing
people?
In the future, sir?
Pardon me?
were there any odd windows and doors you may be thinking of changing in the future, sir? Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. Gosh, how old are you?
Yeah. Well, are your windows and doors still in the wood or plastic, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm from Texas.
You're from Texas. Welcome to England.
Thank you very much for those kind words.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I just wanted to know whether your windows and doors are still in the wood or plastic, sir.
That's a very interesting question.
Yeah, are they double glazed?
Yes, sir.
They're double glazed, are they?
And that's the problem.
Okay. Does that include your fascias and your soffits?
You ask the questions, or I'll answer them if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to know.
That's not the question.
Well, the question was, are your fascias and soffits still in the wood or
That's a very interesting question.
Because if they're in the plastic, you won't have to paint them again, sir.
No.
No, absolutely right.
Obviously, we have huge differences of opinion.
Oh, we all do, don't we? Do you have a conservatory, sir?
No.
You don't. The reason I ask, we are celebrating our 40th anniversary as a company this year, and we've got special offers on our conservatories.
Yeah, good.
Whereby we're offering up to £1,000 worth of free conservatory furniture, which you can budget for the future. We provide three types of conservatories: UPVC, hardwood, and timber. Do you have a preference on those that I've mentioned, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's time to have a leader. I don't want you to let me down again.
We don't do that, sir. No, sir. We just want to offer you a free non-obligation quotation. We are actually in your area tomorrow from 10 in the morning till 9 in the evening. When's the best time to call around and give you a free quote which you can budget for the future?
54321.
For 12 months, sir.
My passion and my vision is to empower Americans to be able to make decisions for themselves in their own lives.
We do that ourselves, actually, but we want to offer you and make a decision whether you still, you know, whether it could be convenient just to call around and give you a free quote.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yeah, excellent. Can we call in the morning? About 10 o'clock?
No.
We're actually in your area all day tomorrow, sir.
No.
Okay, are you going out tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm from Texas.
Yeah, okay. So are you going anywhere nice for the day? Out anywhere?
Yes, sir.
So when would be the best time to call around?
Everybody loves you, and so do I.
Thank you.
I'm asking for your vote.
Thursday, sir. We are available Thursday.
No.
Okay. Are you going out in the morning or afternoon or evening, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's only Friday, sir. Can we call around Friday?
No.
Friday morning?
No.
But what would put you off a free quote, sir?
And so the answer to your question is... American flag stands for corporate scandals.
Yeah. Well, these quotes are designed for you to budget for the future, sir. We're not asking you for money. That's the last resort.
My plan sets aside $3.4 trillion for Medicare over the next 10 years.
Yeah. Well, our quotes do last a long time, sir. I mean, they're guaranteed for 10 years, as far as the products are concerned.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
By the way, let me tell you something. Third, this bill meets our commitment to America's armed forces by preparing them to meet the threats of tomorrow.
All right, yeah, well, we are. We're in your area tomorrow. Yeah, we're available tomorrow. Any time tomorrow?
54321.
What?
54321.
Oh, is that your PIN number, sir?
Gosh, how old are you?
No, I don't disclose my age, sir. But,
yeah. Anyway, things are good. Your family? Yes, sir.
You own your property, sir.
Yes.
Good for you. Excellent. That's what I like. Yeah,
you.
I'll send somebody round to give you a free quote on a conservatory. You won't have anything to lose, sir.
No.
And
no.
Perhaps call round tomorrow evening.
No.
Why not tomorrow evening?
No.
What about the morning, sir?
Every morning I look at the newspaper. Hear me loud and clear. Good riddance.
Oh, well, not to the newspaper, sir. Cause
good riddance.
We've got very good...
Good riddance.
We've got very good news.
Thank you and good evening.
And we will come...
Good riddance.
Well, that's what I say, sir.
Good riddance.
Yeah, are you...
Thank you and good evening.
Yeah, is that all you can say, sir?
Yes, sir. Good riddance.
Yeah, well, that's what I say to George Bush, sir.
Oh,
I don't think he's the worst president that we've had in this world, sir.
I'm George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, he's a warmonger anyway, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know he is. He's crackers, too.
Third, this bill meets our commitment to America's armed forces by preparing them to meet the threats of tomorrow.
Second time.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we. Good riddance.
Good riddance.
Good riddance.
He got it in the end. That's good.
And so is George W. Bush.
fucking badass.
That's awesome.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up next week, we got one more show before Desert Fest.
The DF.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I got screwed last year, if you remember.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get screwed this year, but for an entirely different reason.
You know what, though? You could take Sunday off.
I might be able to. I don't know yet. I'm trying to get a hold of my new boss, who like has totally ignored me for the last 3 weeks, and maybe he'll shoot me a line, and I'll kind of get some idea of what's actually going down.
Yeah,
because that'd be nice. I'd like to at least get down there at least once.
Yeah, you got to check it out. We're gonna We've got a lot going on up there, so that's gonna be happening. Looking forward to Desert Fest, and then weeks to come, we might get Amazing Jonathan.
Woo!
We might not.
We might not. You know what's funny is she just never responds to me. She's got a new show. I was like, hey, you should come on down and promote your new show.
Fagan's in that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And she just totally ignores me. I'll try again. Fuck it.
Fagan will also be performing at this year's Halloween show.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's going to do, I believe, a straitjacket routine.
As long as it's coming off.
Oh, it's coming off.
It's coming off.
So, but she was great to see on the show. We hadn't seen her in a while. She was here last week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Miss Fagan in a long time.
Yeah, since she was driving those cars.
Yeah.
Charity go-kart.
We gotta get back down there.
We do. It's been a long time.
Hell yeah.
We gotta drive some shite.
Some shite.
Gotta get some shite going on. Larry Martin G. Jones moving from the Royal Resort Grand Coliseum.
He's moving it.
Yeah.
To where?
He is moving to the Harmon Theater.
He is moving. Mm-hmm. Now, he already knows the deal.
Completely different deal.
Okay.
So, he's got a good deal. Good thing. So, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sell the crap out of that show.
Yeah, so we're going to come down. He wants us down there for the opening.
Grand opening?
Night,
oh, so. Dude, we're there. That guy's done so much for us.
Yeah, he's badass. He makes our banner.
At least we can do is laugh at him on his first show.
Right?
Yeah. You know any good songs?
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Great. You're Larry G. Jones. No, Larry G. Jones is the man. He is awesome. Check out his show when you're in town. Any show that we tell you about, check it out because it's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
And it's awesome because they took the time to come on here to tell us about the show.
And that makes it count.
And it makes a big deal. Anthony Cools has got some stuff in the works, so he's going to be coming on.
Great. I love that guy.
Yeah.
AC is cool.
Yeah, he's pretty badass. So there's lots to do.
Fuck yeah.
There's lots to do.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck, you know, the future is changing for Mike and I every day.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it is.
All right, are we on the air yet or what? What's going on here? Are we going to start the show? What the fuck is that?
Like that? Isn't she cute?
It kind of looks like a really messed up Rhonda.
I was going for Rebecca, but Rhonda worked. Now I'm going to have to save it so I can show it to her. That's Rhonda on crack.
Cracked out Rhonda. It could be a new action figure doll or something. Cracked out Rhonda.
I was going for Rebecca, but... Oh, my God, that's funny.
That's great.
Anyway, Columbus, Ohio. Authorities in Ohio said...
What did Rhonda do?
Authorities said a woman tried to rob a bank with a note, and then it's... This is something Rhonda would do. Oh, that's great. Sometimes I wish the show was just fucking visual.
I know, right? Seriously. We should put a picture up. We should put that up. And we'll know what Rhonda looks like.
I will. Is that one of those share things I can put it right up on Facebook?
That would have been awesome.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now I can't even. I have to cover it. Because I'm thinking of cracked out Rhonda. Like Rhonda's evil sister.
Dude, it looks like Rhonda, only just like fucked up, man. She's like, hit the crack pipe, like.
Like, I open it up, you're like, what did Rhonda do?
Oh God, what Rhonda do now?
All right.
What did she do?
Authorities in Ohio said Rhonda Gambino tried to rob a bank with a note.
A note.
Wait. And then attempted to eat it when she saw an uniformed officer in line behind her.
Oh, shit.
FBI Special Agent Harry Trombatis said the woman wearing sunglasses handed the teller the note at Columbus Chase Bank last Wednesday morning. Which is funny because we did a story when Rabbi was on the show. Actually, I think it's last week. We did a story about a guy that stole he stole hundreds of dollars from the same bank.
No way.
And he gave $200 to some people on the street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's funny. It's the same bank. And Harry Trombatis was talked about last week, too. It's funny.
Oh, wow.
Trombatis said in a statement that the off-duty officer wasn't aware of what was going on, but when the woman noticed him, she grabbed the note and fled. Outside, the officer arrested the 40-year-old Columbus woman, Rhonda Gambino. Actually, her name is Lois Harvey. Trombata said she tried to swallow the note as she was nabbed, then coughed it up onto the sidewalk.
What's that?
Oh.
Can I buy a vowel?
Anyway, Harvey remained jailed after Thursday, and judges set her bail at $250,000.
Wow.
Court records do not list her attorney.
Damn, dude. Rhonda,
seriously. Rhonda, seriously? I gotta save that. That's funny.
She's gonna hate me.
In Boise, Idaho, Idaho is listing badgers and skunks in its fight against pelicans that are eating too many sport fish and hunting sensitive population of Yellowstone cutthroat trout. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game managers released three badgers and two skunks last week onto Goal Island in southeastern Idaho's Blackfoot Reservoir. Last year, federal officials rejected Idaho's plan to shoot birds and oil eggs to have the nesting pelican population in southern and eastern Idaho by 2013. Federal officials dubbed that an eradication program. So now state managers are releasing predators, even though they opted against doing so in 2009 because they feared the badgers and skunks could hurt colonies of the nesting birds.
Let's screw it at this point, right?
Yeah, I guess. There's just so
many. Fuck it. Eat a bird.
Eat a kill it and eat it.
Yeah, dude.
Kill it and eat it. The deal. So if you guys are not going to Desert Fest, maybe you can head out to Paris, California, June 5th. Catch the next race with the Rock and Comedy Show card number
Heck
5.
Yeah, dude. 5 alive.
Yeah, and you know, the beer there, reasonably priced. Small, $6. Large, $7.
Oh, good. Good.
Hot dogs, $2. Hamburgers, $3.
Really? So weird.
Yeah. You know, it was a good time out there. It really was. They want us to come out and actually set up in the booth so we can record the show from out there. So
that'd be a lot of fun. I can't wait to be able to get out there and actually watch a race.
He's gonna let you drive when you get out there, dude.
It was fun.
I could totally see you out there just doing it.
Having a good old time. I saw that track. I fell in love with it instantly.
Yeah, it's freaking cool out there. It really is a lot of fun. And anybody that came out to support the car, that was awesome too. So thanks for listening. And you can. You can do comments. Leave a comment on the website, rockandcomedyshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Want to hear from you. You can also do voice comments out there as well.
Yeah. Just
call and talk to us and tell us what you're wearing.
Yeah. Or what you're not wearing.
Yeah, just be something sexy. Okay. We had Carly. She called in the week that we were going out to the race. Kid you not, 10 minutes of just laughing.
Of course.
Yeah. It would have been twice as bad if you had been here.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was just ridiculous.
I love that lady.
Rabbi opens up freely to talk about the time that he was stabbed in the butt with a candlestick.
Oh, that's right.
Michael John, he was horrified.
Mortified.
Yeah.
Who tells a story like that?
Krista, Rhonda, and Zach are listening to that show on the way back from the race, and they get to Barstow Station at the point where Rabbi...
Oh, Barstow Candy.
Where Rabbi's telling the story of being jabbed with a candlestick and literally had to pull over. They were all laughing so hard. And Krista was like, just when I thought I knew everything about Rabbi.
There's something else to be said.
That's right. I think that's the biggest rabbi story there is.
It's good. Tongue cost something like that.
Because he goes out to Desert Fest and ruins it all up.
I hope you can't. I hope you don't do anything worse than a candlestick jabbed up your bum.
Because out there, there's not a lot of repair work.
And not a lot of places to go.
That's right. We had a guy helicoptered out of there because he was an asshole.
That's right, yeah.
He was like, oh, it's dangerous out there. No, if you're stupid, I've been out there since 94. I've never gotten hurt.
Yeah. Of course, I don't sleep next to a fucking fire.
That's right.
After being completely intoxicated.
This other girl that used to hang out on the show, we used to call her the drunken Jewish princess. She went out to the fest one time, third or fourth time out there, and she got a little nick on her arm from the dogs that were playing a little too rough, and you would have thought the thing had to be amputated.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, you owe me for my medical bill? I'm like, how much is it? She's like, $500 for the pills? I go, for the pills?
What pills?
I go, it didn't even break skin. Like, we have pictures of it. It didn't even break skin. She's like, I had to get stitches. I'm like, where? Like, where did you have to get stitches?
Your asshole?
Yeah.
So you can't shit again?
I'm like, what? Stitches?
Wow.
Crazy talk.
Crazy woman.
Crazy. So I want to thank Turbo Man Bear for calling in.
Thanks, brother.
Tim.
Thank you.
Clean that car. Tim.
Clean it.
Clean it.
Make it happen.
Cut hair. Pay attention to what you're doing. Right?
No more military cuts.
No military cuts. Not everybody wants that look.
Yeah.
That's probably he went to school and, like, that's all he knows how to do.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if you go to the Tim Piles barbershop, everybody has the same
expect
haircut.
Expect a crew cut.
Yeah. And apparently gives them away for free.
Yeah. You say a little off the top, you get a crew cut.
Yeah. I just want, you know, a little dye job. Nope, military
crew cut.
That's what you're getting.
Yep. Enjoy.
It was so funny. We go to the pit and everybody's out there. They're like, oh, you're that dude from the radio show. And I'm like, yep. They're like, that's cool. They're like, what'd you think? And I go, well, yeah, I was promised the first place win today.
Yeah, what happened?
I'm like, can we do this again?
Yeah. Take over?
I waited all day. You know those little cars that you want to race?
Yeah.
So they have that race just before the last big race Tim's going to
be in. The Legends, I love those.
The Legends, all right, and it's fun, but they're spinning out, like, every lap. And they keep just stalling and stalling, and I swear to God, it was 15 laps. This 15 laps went 45 minutes. Like, they just kept spinning out and crashing, and they just...
Over and over again.
Tim was like, they were getting really close to calling it. Like, you guys, you're not going to finish this race. Because it was just getting ridiculous. Like, really? I took a picture, but it didn't really turn out. But I took a picture of one of those little Legends cars being towed by a full-size tow truck. So you have this monstrous tow truck, this little tiny toy car.
That's awesome.
But it was cool. It was a lot of fun. It was, you know, if we would have had you out there doing commentary, it would have been great.
I'd love to have.
Going around the left corner. Left corner. It's Tim Pyle. Left corner.
Oh, he's still going left.
Yeah.
Now he's going around circles.
But it was cool. It was definitely, definitely cool. But Tim, polish the car, get it ready.
Mm-hmm.
And
turtle wax.
Yeah, we could probably do the July, maybe July.
I'm down.
If he's doing a race 4th of July weekend.
Oh, yeah. It'd be about that time.
We'll see.
That'd be a badass race.
Be badass, because, you know, he's only got a few left.
And shoot firecrackers out of his tailpipe.
Tim, if you lose, we're going to give you a military cut.
Yeah, you get a crew cut.
He's like, I'm going to give you a trophy. Just no trophy.
Yeah.
I came home with nothing.
Nothing, dude.
Nothing, except for disappointment.
Yeah, I gave him a big old
disappointment
handful of
and
disappointment.
Going, damn, what did I pay for?
What did I just get?
What am I getting out of this? Like, you'd think I would get... I had to pay to get into the race.
I know. You're getting comped.
Come on. I'm a sponsor. Yeah. I'm the biggest sponsor on your whole car.
Yeah. You can't give me in?
You can't give me in?
How much was it?
Give me a pit pass? Oh, it was $9. But it's the principle.
Yeah, right. It's the principle.
You know, I'll pay the $9, but at least give me a free beer.
Something, right?
Which he did when we were in the pit. He goes, do you want a Bud Light or a Coors Light? I was like, Bud Light, you know?
Dude, Coors Light?
Yeah. Who drinks Coors Light? So he comes back, he gives me a beer, and I open it, and I look at it, and I go, just like in high school, he couldn't read. this is a Coors Light. He goes, they look the same. I go, this is a Silver Bullet. This is a blue can.
Hello.
They're not even close.
That's funny, dude.
That's so stupid. Tim, fucking stupid.
What are you doing?
He'll probably call in next week to defend himself.
I know. But he did good, though.
Like I said, honestly, he did get robbed. If you see the footage, you'll see where he gets spun out. And what happened was they should have put up the yellow flag.
They didn't.
They put up the yellow caution lights, and he knew the flag was supposed to go up, so he was waiting for that guy to, like, freaking drop the flag. He never did. Then three cars went, and then he blew the tire.
Aww.
And he just couldn't catch up. But if they would have done the flag, he would have had that second place win for sure.
He'd have been golden.
Golden. Golden, Tim.
Damn it.
Golden.
Next time.
Thought you knew what you were doing.
All right, everybody.
That's it.
Fuck off.
See you next time. Hey, you know, we've been doing Star Wars songs throughout the show here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, but what if Star Wars met Greece? Here you go.
It's our lot in life. What vision are you talking about? Not I. We'll go our separate ways, but of course Jawa's in space. In truth, I'm hopelessly devoted to our two. But now we're caught in this trap. We'll be melted down for scrap. We'll soon lost my head, but still I'm hopelessly devoted to our two. Hopelessly devoted to our two.
Alright, shut up, I'll take these two.
Luke, that's me on Tatooine. Keeping evaporators clean. Can't go to school cause my uncle's a fool. Stuck trapped on Tatooine.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What the? Hey, let that message play. For some hermit old and gray. Called Obi-Wan. Is it Ben? Now he's gone. R2 went on his way. Jedi Knight, until murdered was he by Darth Vader. Wait, now this message.
I saw part of the message.
I think we found it. So let's.
Now hand back to the fellow's free.
that's me. It's time to flee. There's nothing left here now for me. Relatives fried, now that they both have died. I'll be a Jedi like Obi. Luke, that's me in this wretched being. I'm a scum and villainy. Let's catch a ride. Hope we'll find one inside. Goodbye to Tatoo.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. It's a fast ship.
Well, this ship is smuggler flying. It's cavern diving. It's hyper driving. Why, it's the Green Falcon!
Green Falcon?
Blasting, yelling and screaming.
us anyway.
Your story's sad to tell. A space age ne'er-do-well. Most mixed up former slave boy in the stars. Your future was unclear then. In you, we sensed much fear then. Now your outfit hides your soul and battle scars.
La, 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 la.
Jedi school dropout. No chamber council seat for you. Jedi school dropout. Knocked up the senator of Naboo. Well, you led the Sith in genocide. A twisted evil hellion. And thanks to that, now both your kids are part of the rebellion.
I was the learner.
You were the learner.
But now Kenobi, I'm the master.
Only of evil.
Only of evil.
Which is why your life's a disaster. If you strike me down, I'll blow this town. For me, please shed no tears. Gotta be going to that sequel in 4 years.
No!
Run, run.
Come on, buddy, we're not out of this yet. Hear me, baby, hold together.
Now listen up to this battle plan. Taking an X-Wing fighter, just one man. Zoom on down into that trench and smell the thermal exhaust for stench. The chain reaction would sure be neato if you tug at your proton torpedo. A harder mission I can't surmise, but I use a bullseye womp rat that size. Just like Beggar Canyon back home. But suddenly I feel all alone. How was I the only one to survive? But I'm standing by and they call me Red 5.
R2 Red 5, baby. R2 Red 5, baby.
Oh, yeah.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Trust your feelings.
I lost R2.
You may file and ready. This is the boss.
I have you foul.
Time to make Indiana Jones.